Hebrews chapter 3. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on the morning of September 1st, 1957 at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 希伯来书第三章。这篇信息是伯南汉弟兄于1957年9月1日上午在美国印第安纳州杰弗森威尔的伯南汉堂传讲的。
Good morning, friends. It's a privilege to be here this morning in the service of the Lord, and we're hoping and trusting for a great time.
朋友们，上午好，很荣幸今天上午在这里侍奉主。我们希望并相信会度过一段美好的时光。
I was just back in the, what we used to call the deacon's office where the recorders are now, and, we're just talking with a young lady and her mother back there from up at Joliet, Illinois, and I was just thinking of what a product of God's grace that girl is.
我刚才在我们过去称为执事办公室，现在是录音室的地方。与一位年轻的女士和她的母亲交谈，他们是从伊利诺斯州乔里埃特来的。我正在想，那个女孩是神恩典何等奇妙的作品呢？
Most of us around here know her. She is an alcoholic, one of the worst kind. And I never had the story clear to me until this morning how thatWhen she went off the platform, the Lord had revealed to her all that was wrong and what was going to take place.
我们这里的大多数人都认识她。她曾是个酒鬼，最糟糕的那种。我直到今天上午才弄清楚这个故事，才知道她从讲台这里下去以后所发生的事。在讲台上，主已向她显示了她所有的问题，以及将会发生的事情。
And she went off the platform,weeping and rejoicing because God had saved her from a drunkard's grave.
他从讲台这里下去，流着喜乐的泪水，因为神拯救了他，使他不至于像个酒鬼一样的死去。
And she, a lady walked up to her and began weeping that her daughter, I believe it was a dope addict.And you know, by the grace of God, that girl was called, I believe it was the next night, Rosella was called, and the girl from dope was healed, and she and her husband is preaching the gospel.
有一位女士走到她那里，开始哭泣。我相信是那位女士的女儿染上了毒品。你们知道，借着神的恩典，那个女孩也被叫到台上去了。我想是罗塞拉被叫上台的第二个晚上，那个吸毒的女孩也得了医治，她和她丈夫都在传福音。
And to see a lovely little lady like Rosella, and just seasoned, and now she very respectable. She's got a feels a call in her heart, but knowing the Bible about women preachers, see, she knows it's something else, and God's leading her into jails and things to give testimony.
看到像罗塞拉这样可爱的女士。现在成熟了起来，他现在是很受人尊敬的，他的心里感到有一种呼召，然而他知道圣经不许女人讲道，看到没有，他知道神要他做的是其他的事，神正在带领他去到监狱等地方做见证。
It's just wonderful to know to seek after the will of God. Sometimes we have a feelingBut we want to carry that feeling into place. If you don't watch, the devil will take that feeling and pervert it into something. But as long as we stay in the Bible, then we're right. You see, we're moving right with the will of the Lord.
知道寻求神的旨意是非常好的。有时我们有某种感觉，我们想随着那种感觉去做各种事情。如果你不留意，魔鬼就会把那种感觉歪曲成别的东西。但是只要我们按照圣经的教导，那么我们就是对的。你瞧，我们是按照神的旨意去行事的。
And so, I believe that Rosella will finally turn into the mission fields somewhere because America doesn't want the gospel, you know that. We just might as well admit that, that this Anglo-Saxon people is finished, that's all.
我相信罗塞拉最终会转向什么地方的福音工厂，因为美国不想要这种福音，你们知道这一点，我们倒不如承认这一点。这些安格鲁萨克塞人完了，就是那样。
There's no more gospel that America will receive. Oh, you get a few stragglings now and then, but just as the gospel, it's over. And you can't even preach to them, can't talk to them. They won't believe nothing. See, they just got their own hard-headed ideas and they're set.
美国再也不会接受福音了。你时不时会得到几个人，但就整个福音而言，美国已结束了。你甚至不能对他们讲道，不能跟他们交谈，他们什么也不相信。瞧，他们只有他们自己顽固的想法，他们已经定型了。
The next thing for this nation is judgment.
Amen.
She's going to have it too. It may be through depression, it may be through an atomic bomb, it may be through a great plague of disease or something, but she's ready. It's a coming. Thousands times thousands will fall.
这个国家的下一件事就是审判了，他要受到审判，可能是通过经济萧条，可能是通过原子弹，可能是通过某种大灾难、疾病或者什么的，但他的时候到了，就要来了，千千万万的人将会灭亡。
We passed by yesterday, Brother Zabel and I, to Brother Woods coming in from down in Kentucky, where we've been for 3 days, and passed by a housing project. Brother Zabel said, "There's not." I forget not hardly any of those people in that project. It even goes to any church.
扎贝尔弟兄和我还有伍德弟兄，我们从肯塔基州上来，在那里已经待了三天。我们路过一个住宅区工程，扎贝尔弟兄说，这里没有，我忘了是哪一个，这个住宅区里几乎没有一个人上任何教会。
You asked him about it? Well, we got our television. That's how we find comfort. See? That's the American attitude. Yeah.
如果你问到他们这件事，他们会说，哦，我们有电视机，那是我们得到安慰的地方。看到没有？那就是美国人的态度。瞧。
We got television, we got plenty of money, we got fine cars, we got nice homes. What do we need with the Lord? We don't need that. That's the attitude.
我们有电视机，我们有很多的钱，我们有漂亮的汽车，有漂亮的房子，我们还需要主做什么？我们不需要那个，那就是他们的态度。
About the only religion and salvation we have in love is amongst real godly people. You know the Bible said that would happen?
Amen.
You know Bible readers, I heard you holler amen at your preacher back there. That's right.
我们唯有的真正信仰、救恩和爱心只能在那群敬畏神的人当中找到。你知道圣经说过这些事将要发生吗？是的，你们读过圣经的，我听到你们喊阿们。还要在后面的那些传道人，那是对的。
The love would be so far away in the last days, the only love there would be left would be between the elect of God's people.
在末世，爱是那么遥不可及，剩下的唯一的真爱就是在神的选民之间。
The father would be against mother, and mother against father, and children against parents, and different ones against each other, and the only love would be left would just be that.Elect, just the elected. The word elect there comes from the word elected. God's elected people.
父亲要与母亲相争，母亲要与父亲相争，孩子们要与父母相争，每个人都要彼此相争。剩下的唯一的爱，就是选民之间的爱，只在选民中。选民一词，来自被拣选的，就是被神拣选的百姓。
And when Rosella was quoting the story to me in the room a while ago, I was just thinking that on that night she said something happened.
刚才罗萨拉在那屋子里给我讲那个故事时，我就在想，在那天晚上，她说发生了某件事。
And how that set all down through her life when she'd be just a wall-eyed alcoholic. Couldn't know alcohol synonymous, four doctors give her up.Nothing could be done. And how from that very moment something taken place.
原来有人说他的后半生将成为一个目光呆痴的酒鬼。没有任何嗜酒者互戒协会能帮得了他。四个医生都放弃了对他的治疗，无药可救了。 然而就从那一时刻起发生了某件事。
Now, she's not that batty-eyed. She's a lovely, beautiful young woman of 33 years old and a pastor about 22. Just how that God did for her, what he did. And, how she looks different.
现在她的眼睛很正常。她是一个33岁的可爱的漂亮的年轻女人。看上去像是个22岁的样子。神对她所做的是多么奇妙的事啊。她看上去完全不一样了。
But I said, Rosella, before the foundation of the world, God ordained that moment. Right?
我说，罗塞拉，在创世之前，神就预定了那个时刻。是的，先生，瞧，是的。
And when little old Billy Paul back there, where is that, was pushing out prayer cards to people that night, how little did he know who he's giving a prayer card to? Isn't it wonderful, Rosella?
那天晚上，当比利保罗给人们发放祷告卡时，他怎么知道祷告卡该发给谁？罗塞拉，那实在是很奇妙的，不是吗？
Amen. The Lord bless you, Rosella. I'm sure we will do that. She wants the church to pray that God will guide her. That's follow his unchanging hand.
Amen.
Oh, that's so good.
Amen. 主祝福你罗塞拉。我们肯定会那么做的。他要求教会祈求神来带领他。那就是跟随永不改变的神。哦，那真是太好了。
And an awful proposition put before me this morning by some multi-times-multi-times-multi millionaire that wants to produce here at Louisville, Kentucky and build me a $5 million tabernacle. But something down in my heart said, hold on, you're not a pastor.
今天上午有一个千万富翁在我面前提出了一个可怕的建议。他想在肯塔基州的路易斯维尔为我盖一个造价500万美元的教堂。但是在我的心里有什么声音对我说，等一等，你不是一个牧师，明白吗？
So then, $5 million of money that would be appropriated, and I'd have to go to the government to pay for whiskey and stuff like that, but wants to put it on a tabernacle for the Lord.
他想把500万美元的钱放在一边用来建教堂的，好过交给政府去支付威士忌之类的花费。他想把它用于为主建教堂。
But I hope that it goes to some servant of God that'll.And some service to God, but that's $5 million appropriated now. Think of that. What a tabernacle that would make.
我希望他会被那些服侍神的仆人来使用，用在神的事工上。那是拨作专用的500万美元。想一想吧，那要造多大的一座教堂啊！
See how flowery that looks, Rosella? But there's something down here that says different. See? Something down here.
那会是多么壮丽啊，罗塞拉！但是在我的心里，有某种东西告诉我不同的看法，明白吗？瞧，在我心里有某种东西。
We come into this little old tabernacle, you strangers. Well, this could be a glamorous place here on the corner. You don't realize that people has wanted to build this place and make it, but this is the way we like it.
Amen.
See, this is the way we like it.
对于你们陌生人来说，我们这里。只是个陈旧的小教堂，不过这个角落可以成为一个富有魅力的地方。你们没有意识到，人们曾想在这地方盖几个豪华的建筑物，但是我们喜爱现在这个样子。看，我们就是喜欢这样。
Old seats we were sitting on there was the old original seats out of the tabernacle here, went through the flood and floated up.
我们所坐的这些旧椅子，就是这教堂里原先的椅子。他们经历过洪水，飘起来过。
My Bible, laying open like that on a pulpit, is stuck against the ceiling and come back down with a word on it. I, the Lord, have planted it. I'll water it day and night, lest some shall pluck it from my hand.
我的圣经就那样打开放在讲台上，它撞击过天花板，然后又降回到原处。它被翻到那段经文：我耶和华是看守葡萄园的。我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
how they rode across the top of it with a skiff here, and she come right back down the seats, moving right back to their place. All they had to do was scrub it out and go on, see? And so this is just the way we like it. Where it's a common people, common place, and a wonderful Lord. Amen.
我是怎样划着一只小船从这里房顶上经过，看到它又降回到原处，那些椅子又回到了原来的位置上。而我们必须做的事情就是把它们擦洗干净，然后继续使用这个地方。瞧，看到没有？所以我们喜欢现在这个样子。这里是些普通的人，在一个普通的地方和一位奇妙的神。阿们。
Now, today we got some, we're just beginning to get over into the cream, you know, after the milk's all taken out, this is the cream. And remember, it takes the milk to produce the cream, you know. The cream is the contents of the milk.
今天我们才开始进入精华部分。你们知道，就好像牛奶里边的水分都去掉之后就是奶酪了。记住，是用牛奶制作奶酪的。你们知道，奶酪是牛奶的精华部分。
So we've been in the first, second, and we're ending up in the third and beginning in the fourth chapter of the glorious, book of Hebrews.
我们讲了荣耀的希伯来书的第一章和第二章，今天要讲完第三章，然后开始第四章。
And all the teachings of this book, we could stay with it for on one verse for 3 months and just show that the entire Bible ties into every verse in the Bible.
Amen.
啊，这就是这本书的教导。我们可以花3个月时间来讲解一节经文，这只表明整本圣经里的每一节经文都是紧密联系的。
Did you ever think of that? There's not one verse that you can put your finger on, but what, with the grace and the help of the Holy Spirit, that we can tie Genesis or Revelation right into it.
Amen.
你们想过这一点吗？你把手指按在任何一节经文上，都可以借着圣灵的恩典和帮助，从创世纪到启示录，全与这一节经文联系起来。
There's not another piece of literature written anywhere that can do that. And mathematically and geographically in every way, there's not a book in the Bible wrote like the Bible. There's not a book in the world, I mean, wrote like the Bible. There's nothing.
没有任何其他的著作文献能做到这一点。无论是数学、地理还是其他的书籍，世界上没有一本书写得像圣经这样完美，绝对没有。
The pneumatics of the Bible is perfectly in harmony. Just even chapters and punctuations and everything is perfect. Not another book you could read a chapter out of it without crossing itself back. But there's not one cross up in the entire Bible.
圣经里的数值是融洽合一的，甚至每一章节、每一个标点符号，处处都是完美无缺的。不像有的书，你不可能读到圣经的任何一章是自相矛盾的。整本圣经里没有一处错误。
And was wrote by many, many, many people and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years apart, not knowing one piece, one wrote it here and one wrote it here and one wrote it over here, when it's all formed together, it made God's Bible.
圣经是由许多许多人写的，他们相隔千百年，互不相识，一个人写了这一部分，另一个人写了那一部分，当全部合到一起时，就成了神的圣经。
And not one contradicts the other, and no, not mathematics, geographics, anything else of the Bible, everything, pneumatics, everything runs perfectly together.
Amen.
没有一部分与另一部分相矛盾，不管是从数学还是从地理的角度来看，都没有错误。圣经的任何部分，每一部分，包括数值的，每一部分都是融洽合一的。
That is inspired, I don't know. What would you call inspiration? I'm so glad for the blessed old Bible.
若这还不是神的默示，我不知道你还能称什么为神的默示。为这蒙福的古老的圣经，我是多么高兴呢。
Some of them said, are you a Catholic, Protestant? I said, neither one. I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. And I'm glad that we still have the freedom to preach it in this nation.
Amen.
Oh, it's wonderful.
他们有人问，你是个天主教徒还是新教徒？我说，两者都不是。我相信圣经。是的，我相信圣经，并为我们在这个国家仍然有传讲圣经的自由而高兴。啊、哦、真是太好了。
Now we're going to study from it. And now...We'll turn over in the book of the Hebrews and begin with the third chapter, and we left off at the 15th verse.
我们就要开始查考圣经了。让我们翻到希伯来书，从第三章开始。上次我们讲到第十五节。
And now, y'all, I seen somebody notice while I'm going to pick up my reading glasses. It's not that my eyes are bad, but I'm past 40 years old. I can read it right here, just ordinarily, but I can read it better with the glasses.
现在你们都前不久，当我拿起我的眼镜时，我注意到有人不以为然。这并不是表明我的眼睛有问题，而是表明我已经过了40岁了。我可以阅读，就像现在这样。在通常情况之下，我不用眼镜也可以读，只不过戴上眼镜会更清楚。
And there may be a pair of reading glasses that I want to use because...I can read it better and faster, and that's what I got them for.
他们给我配了一副老花镜，所以我想使用它，读起来就更清楚、更快。这就是我使用眼镜的目的。
Now, in the first, we want a little background, because there may be some strangers among us that has not picked up the first part of the book of Hebrews.
在首先我想讲一点背景，因为我们中间有的陌生人可能没有听到讲解希伯来书前面的部分。
Are you Miss Cox sitting right here on the end? Well, I am sure glad to see her. Just before I start, as a testimony to the grace of God, here was a woman with cancer eating her face off. That's Sister Woods' mother.
考克斯太太坐在后面吗？好的，我很高兴看到她。在我开始之前，为神的恩典做一个见证。在这里有一位妇女，癌症侵害了她的脸部，她就是伍德姐妹的母亲。
And I was in Michigan with Jean and Leo, and I'm taking the recordings. And on the road home, wife called me, or I called her, and she said, "Go to prayer immediately for Miss Cox, Miss Woods' mother, for cancer is eating her face off."
我和做录音的杰恩和利奥他们在密歇根州。在回来的路上，我妻子打电话给我，也许是我打电话给她。她说，立即去为伍德太太的母亲考克斯太太祷告，因为癌症正在侵害她的脸部。
Gun went into the side of the eye and down to the bone slick on the side of her face, just scattering. Some doctor done something other to it, just made it worse, and just scattered up, put some kind of medicine in it.
她的一只眼睛和那一边的脸塌了下去，癌细胞还在扩散，医生已经做了一些努力。但是使病情更恶化了，更加扩散了。他们敷了一些药在他脸上。
And they brought her from down to Camelsville, Kentucky, up to, I believe, Acton, Kentucky, up to Louisville for treatment.
为了治疗他，他们把他从肯塔基州的坎贝尔斯维尔带到了，我想是肯塔基州的阿克顿，直到路易斯维尔。
And so Mrs. Woods, the first time I ever seen her,And she was tore up because, of course, it was her mama, and sure she'd feel tore up.
我一看见伍德太太的时候，她心烦意乱，因为那是她的妈妈，所以她肯定是心烦意乱的。
Went into the room and prayed for her with the confidence that God said he'd answer prayer, and a few days she was out, and there she sits now with just amazing grace how he's done for her.
我到病房里。怀着对神必定垂听祷告的信心为他祷告，几天之后他出了院，现在他就坐在这里，奇异恩典，神为他成就了多么大的奇迹啊。
Would you stand up? I don't want to make you public. Where was the cancer located on the side of the face? See there, on that side of her face, down around here to her cheekbone, up around her eye, God healed her. Isn't he wonderful?
你站起来好吗？我不是想让你成为公众人物。癌症原来在哪个位置？在脸的一边，看，就在他的那边脸上。 从那里到峡谷，上面一直到眼睛，神医治了他。神不是很奇妙吗？
How many were here last Sunday to see what the Lord did by a vision? Man, both crippled and blind, sitting right here in a wheelchair.
有多少人上个星期天在这里，看见主借着一个异象所做的事，有一个又瘸又瞎的男人坐在轮椅上。
And something hurt me when that old man sitting here said, Brother Branham, I believe it's this brother right here, said, do the same for my wife. He's got a wife. You're this cripple.
当那个老人说，伯南汉弟兄，我的心里像被什么东西扎了一样，我想就是这边的这位弟兄吧。他说，为我妻子成就这同样的事吧。他的妻子也是个瘸子。
My heart just melted. I wish I'd give anything in the world if I could. But it's not only in my power, but it does lay in my power, in your power to pray that God will do it.
我的心都融化了。我想，若是可能，我要把这世界上的一切都给他们。但是那不是在我的能力范围之内。但是在你我的能力范围之内可以做得到的，就是祈求神来成就他。
He's got a crippled wife, a paralyzed hand, a paralyzed foot, looks like. And this man was far worse off than her, because she can stand up and can walk a little. But this man could not even do that.
他的妻子是瘸了，看起来手和脚都是瘫痪的。这位男人的情况比他的妻子更糟，因为他妻子还能站起来走一点点路，而这位男人连站都站不起来。
And the brain, main vagus nerve was gone. Mills, a lot of the others had given him up. And a Catholic sent him here, a Catholic doctor. And his boy is a priest at St. Minard's down in Jasper, Indiana. But that's laying foundation stones for that revival coming up down there.
他的大脑里没有平衡神经。梅奥诊所还有许多其他的医生都放弃了对他的治疗。一位天主教徒，信天主教的医生把他送到了这里。他的儿子是印第安纳州贾斯伯的圣梅拉德教堂的神父，但那只是为那地方的复兴做准备的。
And when he raised up, he said, but I can't. He looked, said, yes, I can. He thought he couldn't see, you know, and he looked up and just had to raise his head up. And there he could walk and see, walk down that aisle by himself, and they were Presbyterians. He was Orthodox.
当他站起来时，他说我不行，但他看了看周围，又说是的，我可以，我行。他以为他看不见，你知道，他向上看，他竟然能抬起他的头，他能够行走和看见了，他自己走下了过道。他们是长老会的，他是东正教信徒。
And talk, you think just the Pentecostal or the Holiness people can shout? You're mistaken. They could sure do some shouting when they see something like that happen, hugging each other and shouting.
你以为只有五旬节教派的或者是圣洁派的人才会喊叫吗？那你就错了。人们看到了那天发生的那样的事，肯定都会喊叫的。他们互相拥抱着，喊叫着。
Walked right out and down the steps, pushing his wheelchair, walking with the balance nerve out of his head. Think of it, walking like you or I would walk. Oh, he's wonderful.
他一直走出了教堂。走下台阶，推开了他的轮椅，他头脑里没有平衡神经，他却能走路。想一想吧，他像你我一样的走路，哈哈，神真是太奇妙了。
Now, Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, and in this writing of Hebrews, he wrote it, and before he wrote these books, we find out now we go, this is a Sunday school class, and I'll try to watch and not take too long, and then we're going to have services to continue them on tonight, the Lord willing.
保罗写了希伯来书，在写希伯来书之前，我们现在知道我们要讲，因为这是主日学的课，我要注意时间，不要讲太长。若主愿意，我们就在晚上的聚会上接着讲。
Now, in the book of Hebrews and the rest of the epistles of Paul, who was Paul?He was a staunch Hebrew, a scholar, and a great teacher of the Old Testament. And he had been taught by one of the best men of his day.
在希伯来书 和保罗的其他书信中。保罗是谁？他是个正宗的希伯来人，是个学者，是旧约的伟大教师，他受教于那个时候最优秀的人之一。
Somebody tell me what his name was. Gamaliel, one of the greatest teachers of his day. And Paul had sat at the feet of Gamaliel.
有人能告诉我他的名字是什么吗？加马列，对，那个时代最伟大的导师之一，保罗曾坐在加马列的脚下。
There's something about the where you go, what church you go to, and what teacher teaches you. Do you know that? It's got something to it.
有些事，例如你去哪里，上哪个教会，什么样的教师教导你，那是很重要的。你知道这一点吗？那是很要紧的。
Therefore, we are to seek out the very best that we can find, so we are getting the best. Not because it's sociable and so forth, but the real Bible teaching.
因此，我们应该寻求我们能够找到的最好的教师，那么我们就能够学到最好的东西。不是因为它是社交的地方等等，而是因为在那里有真正的圣经的教导。
Look, one time when Israel had got out into the wilderness with their armies.And they had a seven-day compass, and they run out of water, and they were about to perish. They said, "Oh, if there was a prophet near."
注意，有一次以色列军队进入旷野，他们被包围了七天，水用光了。当他们快要死的时候，他们说：“啊，如果附近有个先知就好了。”
And one of them said, "We have down here Elisha."He poured water on the hands of Elijah. See his associates? In other words, here's Elisha who has had associations with Elijah. The word of the Lord is with him. You get it? He'd been taught right.
他们之中有一个人说，我们这里有个以利沙，他是倒水递给以利亚喝的。看到他怎样把这两个人联系在一起吗？换句话说，就是说这里有个以利沙，他是与以利亚有联系的，主的道与他同在，你明白了吗？他被正确的教导过。
And he said, he's here, let's go down and consult him, because his teacher was Elijah, and he's got the teaching of Elijah in him. See what a difference it makes? Sure, we want to be taught.
那人说，他就在这里，让我们去请教他。因为他的老师是以利亚，他受过以利亚的教导，看到他带来多么大的差别了吗？是的，我们要接受正确的教导。
So Paul had the teaching of Gamaliel, and Gamaliel was that great man who made the choice, being a scholar himself, that when all this carrying on started of the early church, he said, "Let's not put our hands on that, brethren."If it is not of God, it will come to naught anyhow. But if it is of God, and we fight against it, we'll find ourselves fighting against God. See, he had some good teaching.
所以，保罗受过加马列的教导。加马列本身是个伟大的学者，他做出了这样的选择：当早期教会的一些情况报告到他那里时，他说：“弟兄们。”我劝你们不要管这些人，任凭他们吧。他们所谋的、所行的，若是出于人，必要败坏；若是出于神，你们就不能破坏他们。恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。看，他有一些很好的教导。
Paul had come up under this man, and he knew that Paul was a great teacher. So one day, honest in heart, persecuting the church.Going down to arrest them. Now let's take just another little phase from Paul as we get our background.
保罗是在此人手下受教的。加马列知道保罗是个伟大的教师，所以有一天，保罗怀着诚实的心，要去迫害教会，要去抓他们。让我们不再讲保罗的事，回到我们要讲的一些背景。
When Judas fell by transgression, by the love of money,And the pride of life, he fell from grace and went to his place. And the disciples said there must be 12.
当犹大因犯罪而扑倒，他因爱钱和今生的骄傲从恩典里堕落了，去了他的地方。门徒们说，我们必须有十二名使徒。
And the church, with all of its dignity, to show you what the church is, with all of its dignity, with all of its power, it's still millions of miles short at its very best.
于是教会为了他的尊严，为了显示他的权柄，就是教会的尊严和权柄，他这样做还是与模范教会相差十万八千里。
They said, we've got to look out one among us who will take the place. And they chose by casting lots, Matthias, I believe.
他们说，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中选一位来取代犹大的位置。他们就靠摇签来选择马提亚。马提亚，我想是的，选出了马提亚，我相信是这样。
And whenever they chose him and put him with the 12, with the 11, which made up the 12, he did not do one thing. That's the only time his name's ever mentioned in the scriptures. That was the church making its choice.
他们既然选中了他，就让他与其他十一位使徒同列，补齐了十二使徒。但马提亚一件事也没有做，这是他的名字唯一一次被圣经提到。那就是教会做出了他的选择。
Now they thought he is a gentleman, no doubt. He's a wonderful man. He's a scholar. He's smart. He's educated. He's a wonderful person. He would take the place of Judas and be one of us.
他们想，他是个绅士，毫无疑问，他是个很好的人，他是个学者，他很聪明，他受过教育，他是个极好的人，他会取代犹大的位置。成为我们的议员。
But you know, God sometimes makes some of the, to our opinion, some of the most foolish choices. Now, God seen a little hook-nosed Jew, just as full of temper as he could be, with his mouth sitting sideways, I'll go down, arrest every one of them, I'll throw them in jail, I'll do this. That was God's choice. The rest of them taking a scholar and a diplomat. That's the church's choice.
你们知道神有时候做出一些我们认为是最愚蠢的选择。神看到一个有点鹰钩鼻子的犹太人，他脾气非常的暴躁，嘴巴歪向一边，我要去把他们每个人都抓起来，我要把他们扔到监狱里去，我要这样做。但那正是神的选择。其他人选了一个学者和外交官，那是教会的选择。
See, you don't know who that is at the altar.You don't know who that is you're testifying in jail or wherever it is. It might look like a pugilist, his ears broke down, eyes skinned up, but you don't know who that is. You just cast your lot, that's all. Give him the word. God takes the choice.
瞧，你不知道来到讲台前的那位是谁，你不知道你在监狱或无论什么地方做见证的对象是谁。也许他看起来像是一只耳朵被打破了，眼皮往上翻的拳击家，但你确实不知道会是谁，你只管撒网，就是那样，把神的道传给他，是神的选择。
And God chose this little high-tempered Jew, or chose him rather, on his road down, I'll go down and get him, I'll show him what I can do like that, and God just knocked him down. God said, that's my choice right there.
而神选择了那位脾气暴躁的小个子犹太人，他在路上心里想，我要去抓他们，我要给他们看看我的办事能力。但神把他击倒在地，神说，那是我的选择，就是他了。
Wouldn't that be foolish to the church? Why, he persecutes the church, he's a carnal man. But God knows what was on the inside of man. See what I mean?
对于教会来说，那样的选择不是很愚蠢吗？哎，怎么选他呀？他迫害教会。他是个属血气的人，但是神知道人的内心是什么，明白我的意思吗？
So, Paul had an experience. How many believe experience comes by conversion? Sure. If it has, now I doubt the conversion. Conversion brings experience.
保罗有了体验， 有多少人相信体验来自转变？肯定是的。若不是的话，我就要怀疑那个转变。转变带来了体验。
And you can't lot it to anything now. Sometimes it might be shouting, sometimes it might be speaking with tongues, sometimes it might be weeping, sometimes it might be groaning.
你不能肯定它是什么。有时候它可能是喊叫，有时候它可能是说方言，有时候它可能是哭泣，有时候它可能是呻吟。
You don't know what it is, so don't try to lot it because every one of you has proved to be wrong in it. You Methodists, and you Baptists, and you Nazarenes, and Pentecostals.
你不知道它是什么，所以不要试图定义它，因为你们卫理公会、你们浸信会、你们拿撒勒教派和五旬节教派的每一个都在这些事情上被证明是错的。
I've seen people shout as hard as they could shout and steal a gold out of your teeth if they could. Yes, sir.I've seen people speak with tongues like pouring peas on a dry cowhide and honest to goodness with a chew tobacco on the other side of the mouth and cut your throat if they could do it. It's right.
我见过有人能竭尽全力的喊叫，但是只要有机会，还照样去偷盗。是的，先生，我见过有人说起方言来口若悬河，似乎又诚实又善良，但是他们一边嘴里却还在嚼烟草。有机会甚至还会宰了你，是那样的。
So them things has no, there's no evidence that you can prove it only by the life the person lives. By their fruit you shall know them.
所以那些经历没有什么凭据能证明它，唯有凭着一个人所活出来的生命，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So that's all up to God. He makes a choice. He brings the things together andThat's the way it is. So if your life is comparing with the fruits of the Bible, you got a pretty good conception.
所以一切在于神，他做出他的选择，他让万事互相效力，那就是他行事的方式。所以如果你的生命与圣经里的果子相称，你的属灵生命的诞生的确是真实的。
If your spirit's bearing record with his spirit, that's your sons and daughters of God, you're...
如果你的灵与神的灵同证你是神的儿女，你就是。
All the old evil's dropped away and everything's become new and you're living in love and you got peace and grace and so forth. You're getting pretty close to the kingdom then.
Amen.
Because the life that's in you is producing that kind of a lot, see?
Amen.
就是已过，一切都变成新的了。你就生活在爱里，你得到平安。恩典等等，那么你离天国就不远了，因为在你里面的生命产生着那样的生活，明白吗？
If you say, oh, hallelujah, I spoke the tongues, hallelujah, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean a bit more if you got out here and played a tune on a guitar or something. That doesn't mean one thing.
如果你说，啊，哈利路亚，我会说方言了，哈利路亚，那没有任何意义。那就跟你从这里出去弹吉他或做什么其他事是一样的。根本毫无关系。
Though you spoke with tongues, though you shouted and ran up down the aisle and cried tears like you'd been peeling onions, that don't mean one thing. Not one thing, unless that everyday life backs up just exactly. Stays with it.
尽管你会说方言，尽管你喊叫，在过道上跑上跑下，眼泪流得像你正在剥洋葱，那也没有任何意义，什么也说明不了。除非你每天的生活改变了，持守在神的道理。
Now if you do those things plus that life, amen, that's fine, that's good. But you can do those things without having that life.
如果你不仅说方言和喊叫，又有了新生命，阿们，那就很好，那很好。但人也可以做那些事情，却没有新生命。
So then, no shouting, no nothing like that is evidence. Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them.And the fruit of the Spirit is not speaking with tongues. That's not the fruit of the Spirit.
所以喊叫和那些事都不是圣灵的凭据。耶稣说凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。而圣灵的果子并不是说方言，那不是圣灵的果子。
Shouting is not the fruit of the Spirit. Weeping is not the fruit of the Spirit. But love, joy,Peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's what the Spirit's fruit is. All right.
喊叫不是圣灵的果子， 哭泣也不是圣灵的果子。唯有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这才是圣灵所结的果子。圣灵的果子是这些。是的。
Now, the reason we have these things, they like to make organizations, you see. Well, we'll have it, bless God, all believes the way we do, we'll go this way. And all believes like we do, we'll go this way. But God wants all to go this way. Right up.
我们做那些事是因为人们喜欢搞组织，你明白吗？啊，我们有这个称颂神，信徒们都相信我们所做的，我们就往这个方向做，他们都跟随我们，我们就往这边走。但是神要我们都往另外一个方向走，是往上走。
Now, Paul, after he had this experience, then he thought that was a wonderful experience. Now, let's quote that experience a little bit.
有了这种体验之后，保罗想，这真是一种奇妙的体验啊！让我们来引用一点他的经历。
Paul was on his road to Damascus.To arrest some people down there because the gospel had got scattered down there. Gospel means the good news.
保罗赶路去大马士革抓人，因为福音在那里传播开了。福音的意思就是好消息。
And so they got scattered down there and many people is raising up full of love and joy and loving the Lord Jesus. And it got scattered down that way.
福音在那里散布开了，很多人兴起来。他们充满了仁爱和喜乐，爱主耶稣，就那样散不开了。
So Paul got some letters from the high priest. He said, "I'll go down and I'll arrest them every one." So he took him a little company of guards, temple guards, soldiers. Way down the road he went.
于是保罗从大祭司那里领到了文书。他说：“我要去那里，我要把他们每一个人都抓起来。”所以他就带着一支队伍，圣殿的保安、士兵。就出发上路了。
Hollywood marching down the road and him just all go what he's going to do. All of a sudden something happened. All of a sudden there was a great light before him. Great light.
当他们在途中时，他完全明白他要去做什么。突然什么事发生了，非常突然的，在他面前出现了一道大光，很大的光。
Now, it's shining like the sun. That's a strange thing to happen. The light shined in so much that he just, his eyes went out almost and fell to the ground.
那光像太阳一样耀眼，那是一件奇怪的事。那光是那么耀眼，他的眼睛几乎瞎了，他扑倒在地。
And he's laying down on the ground. And he looked up.There's probably 10 or 15 men with him. Did any of those men see that light? No, sir. Paul saw it. It wasn't designated for them man to see it. So some people can see things where others don't. See?
他躺在地上，向上望去。当时大约有十个或十五个人跟他在一起。他们当中有任何人看见那光了吗？没有，先生。只有保罗看见了。那不是预定给那些人看的，所以有的人能看见别的人看不见的东西，明白吗？
So Paul saw that light, in so much that it even blinded him. He couldn't see for several days. It was such a reality to him.
保罗看见了那光，那光甚至把他眼睛都照瞎了，他一连几天都看不见东西，那光对于他是如此的真实。
And he couldn't see for several, later on, when he wrote letters,His eyes bothered him so bad from that until he wrote with great big letters. He said, seeing it, I have written to you with large letters. He could hardly see.
他一连几天看不见。后来当他写书信时，他的眼睛仍然令他烦恼，以至于他写的字很大。他说，请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大呢。他的视力很差。
He's in jail.And he asked the Lord to heal him of it. And he consulted him three times. But what did the Lord say? My grace is sufficient, Paul.
Amen.
他在监狱里，他求神医治他的眼睛。他连求了三次。但是主说了什么呢？ 保罗，我的恩典够你用的。
Paul said, then will I glory in my infirmities, because he said, except I would be exalted above the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a messenger of the devil, a thorn in the flesh, that buffeted me. He'd get better for a while and go away to go again.
保罗说，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，因为他说，恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺夹在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。他的势力有时候好，有时候不行。
Buffet means blow after blow, like the ship on the sea, you know, the waves buffet it. See, blow after blow. And he get better and then have it again, then get better and have it again.
这里攻击的意思就是一阵一阵的冲击，就好像海上的船，你知道海浪一阵一阵的冲击它，明白吗？他一会儿觉得好一点，一会儿病又复发了。
He said, Lord, what's the matter? You don't take this away from me. He said, my grace is sufficient, Paul. Just keep on. It keeps.
他说，主啊，这是怎么回事？你不能把这根刺去掉吗？神说，保罗，我的恩典够你用的，继续向前进吧。
He said, if I was just perfect and everything perfect, said then when I went along, oh, I'd get puffed up and say, you see, nothing wrong with me. The Lord takes care of me, brother. Hallelujah. Yeah. Then you're getting self-righteous.
Amen.
他说，如果我是完美的，什么方面都完美无缺，那么我就会过于自高，说，你们看，我一点缺点也没有，主关怀我，弟兄，哈利路亚。那么你就会自以为义。
God has to give you a little something once in a while to kind of meeken you up a little, you know. That's right. Kind of make you realize that he's the boss. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Yes, sir. Just glory.
神有时候必须给你一点什么东西，使你谦卑下来。你知道的，那是对的。他让你意识到他是你的主人。啊，他不是很奇妙吗？是的，先生。多么奇妙啊。
So he, Paul then, well, after having this great experience, now if that would have been somebody today that said, oh, bless God, hallelujah, brother, the Lord's done something for me, glory to God. But not Paul. He was a Bible scholar.
所以保罗有了这伟大的体验之后，如果是今天的某个人，他们可能会说，哦，称颂神，哈利路亚，孩子们，主为我做了某件事，荣耀归于神。但保罗没有那样，他是个圣经学者。
That experience must tally with God's Word. Yes, sir. If it isn't altogether hooked into the Bible, not just look over and say, oh yes, here it is right here, bless God, I got it. Uh-uh, that's not the way God gives it. It must be the entire Bible.
Amen.
All of it.
那个体验必须完全符合神的道。是的，先生。如果它不是完全与圣经紧密相连，那就不行。不要断章取义，说啊，是了，这就是了，称颂神，我得到了，啊，不是，那不是神赐给你的方式，它必须与整本的圣经吻合，完全的吻合。
Because you can, infidels use this Bible for their grounds to debate on, but they'll take a little scripture here, turn over here and get another little one over here, try to make them tie together, and it's two different subjects altogether.
Amen.
So you got to make scripture compare with scripture.
因为连不信者也使用圣经为他们的立场辩论，但是他们对圣经是断章取义，这里取一节，那里取一节，试图把那些经文联系起来，但却是联系不上。你必须用经文来解释经文。
As Isaiah said, the 28th chapter, it must be line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little, hold fast to that what's good. See, that's where it comes.Line upon line, upon line. Word upon word, scripture upon scripture. It must all compile together.
正如以赛亚书第28章所说的，耶和华向他们说的话是命上加命，令上加令，律上加律，利上加利。这里一点，那里一点，但要凡事查验，善美的要持守。看。神的话语是这样临到的，命上加命，令上加令，经文加上经文，全部都要吻合。
That's why I think in these lessons like we're having now, it's a great thing to the church because it brings them to a place that all the scriptures tie together.
Amen.
And our experience must tie with that scripture. Oh, here it is. If it doesn't, then it's wrong.
Amen.
所以我认为我们现在所传讲的对于教会来说是件大事，因为这样做就能把教会带到一个把全部经文联系到一起的高度。我们的体验必须与经文一致啊，这就是了。如果不是的话，它就是错的。
And how that I walked for years, not knowing what that light was, it struck Paul down. When the outside world, the scriptures, the people, the preachers tried to tell me, that's of the devil.
我很多年都不知道，那把保罗击倒在地的光是什么。外面的世人引用圣经来奉劝我，那些人，那些传道人试图告诉我说我所遇到的经历是出自魔鬼的。
Well, you'll be a fortune teller. You'll be a spiritualist. Don't you fool with that, Billy. Something wrong with that. Don't you do that, boy. That's wrong. That's the devil. Oh, boy, you'll be a regular medium. You'll be a spiritualist if you do that. Oh, that's of the devil. That's not right.
你会成为一个算命的。你会成为一个巫师。比尔，不要去做那傻事。那是错的。孩子，不要那么做。那是错的。那是属魔鬼的。是的，孩子，你如果做那些事，你会成为教鬼的灵媒，你会成为巫师，啊，那都是属魔鬼的，那是不对的。
But when I didn't want to preach that, but as on the road down to Damascus, Paul didn't want to preach it, till he found out whether it was right or not. So he goes down into Arabia for 3 years and studies the scripture.
Amen.
When he come out, he said, "Now shake it out of me."
我本来不想讲这些，保罗也不想讲去大马士革路上发生的那些事，他想早说那究竟是对的还是错的，所以他去阿拉伯学了3年圣经。哈哈哈！当他回来的时候，他可以向任何人挑战说，谁能把我的经历去掉
？He knew he had to face Pharisees.He had to face Sadducees. He had to face the world and the Gentile world. And so Paul, this Bible is written, this book of Hebrews is written for that purpose.
他知道他必须面对法利赛人，他必须面对撒都该人，他必须面对这个世界，面对外邦人的世界。圣经里保罗写的这本希伯来书就是为那个目的写的。
He's shaking those Hebrews.And taking that Old Testament and showing it over here in the New Testament, this is God, he said.
Amen.
Here it is on all the prophets and everything.
他要震撼那些希伯来人，他要指出旧约的预言怎样应验在新约里，这就是神。他说，这就是旧约里所有的先知所讲到的那一位。
Starts off back there at the beginning of the first chapter we had, for God in sundry time.Way back in old time, in divers manners, spoke to the fathers by the prophets.
从起初讲起，我们讲过第一章，神既在古时，借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
That's how God brought His message, tested by the Urim Thummim.
Amen.
But in this day has spoke to us through His Son Christ Jesus, tested by His Bible.
Amen.
There you are.
那就是神带来他的信息的方式。用巫灵和土民来检验，就在这末世，借着他儿子基督耶稣晓谕我们，用他的圣经来检验，这就是了。
So these experiences that the world says, oh, it's mental. Why nobody? When that angel appeared, that light down here on the river, when I preached my first revival here on the corner, was baptized. All those people.
对于那些经历，世人这样说我啊，那都是想象出来的。没有人看见，当那天使出现时，那光降在河上。我当时第一次在这里的街角处复兴会上讲道，又给那些人施洗。
I believe Brother Freeman, you might have been, and I don't know whether you sure then or not. How many were sure when the light appeared on the river? Is any old timer sure? Yes, some of them. When it down here on the river.
我相信弗雷曼弟兄，你可能在场。我不知道你那时在不在那里。那光降临在河上时，这里有多少人在场？这里有当时在场的人吗？哦，是的，有一些。 当那光降临在和尚时，他们在场。
And they said it was just an optical illusion. Many of us are standing looking at it. And here it come down. And then years later, God proved it by a mechanical eye of a camera. It's true.
有人说那是光学幻影。我们当中的许多人站在那里，看着那光降临下来。几年后，神借着一台照相机的机械眼证明了它，那光是真实的。
Well, is it some fictitious? Is it something that? No, sir. We're putting it right here in the Bible and showing it's the same Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He does the same thing. His action is the same. His power is the same.
啊，那是不是虚构的什么东西呢？不是的，先生。我们在这里从圣经中向你证明，那是同一位主耶稣，他做同样的事，他的作为是一样的，他的能力也是一样的。
Look last Sunday here, yonder laying on my bed, never seen a man in my life. Come out and said there's a man at the tabernacle, and he's gray, black-headed, gray. He's blind. He can't walk. He's in a wheelchair.
看，上个星期天在这里所发生的事，我在家里床上躺着。在异象中看见一个人，我从来没有见过那个人。后来我说，在教会那里有一个人，灰白色的头发，他是瞎眼的，又不能走路，他坐在一个轮椅里。
A black-headed man sent him up, a doctor. Dr. Ackerman, a black-headed man, Catholic man, sent a man sit right there, and thus saith the Lord, raised up, walked out with his sight and everything.
是一个黑头发的人送他来的，一个医生，艾克曼医生，黑头发的天主教徒送他来的，这个人就坐在那里。主如此说：“起来吧，用自己的势力走出去。”等等。
What did it? Here's the same angel, the same one who struck Paul down on the road going down to Damascus, lives in his church and his people today. It's scripture comparing with scripture. That's the way it must be.
那是什么？是同一位天使。就是那在保罗去大马士革的路上把他击倒在地的那同一位，他今天住在他的教会和他的子民中间。这就是经文与经文对应，必须是这样的。
All we have the lukewarms, we're getting into that after a while. Oh, we got a deep thing before us, so we can just get into it today and tonight. Now it's just beginning to get into the deep waters where you...
啊，我们有一些不冷不热的基督徒，我们过一会要讲到这一点啊，我们的面前就一件深奥的事。如果我们今天和今天晚上能弄明白就好了。我们现在正在开始进入水深之处。
You know, when I was a little boy, I used to have a little pond out behind the place, and I'd go out there, and all of us little kids would go in nude, little about six, 7 years old.
你们知道，当我还是个小孩子的时候，我家后面有个水塘，我经常去那里。我们那些小孩子通常都是赤身裸体的，大概都是些六七岁的孩子。
And we, the water's about that deep, wasn't no more than a hog water.
那水呢，大概只有这么深。我们在那个水里面，也不比猪在泥坑里打滚强多少。
Now I had a soap box there. I'd show I could dive, hope it was a flash going like that, and my little belly would hit the mud, you know, and it would just fly every way.
那里放着一个肥皂箱。我要向别人来显示我会潜水，我就用手捏着鼻子往下一跳，溅的那个泥巴水到处都是，我的肚皮会碰到泥巴，你知道，那泥巴向四处飞溅。
I told my daddy I could swim. He took me back there one day and he said, I want to see you swim.
我告诉我爸爸说，我会游泳了。有一天，他就带我去了那里，他说，我想看看你游泳。
I jumped off there, you know, stripped my clothes in a little locust thicket and run down, hit the water. I'd been splashing the mud, flying everywhere, and Pop was sitting on a culvert. He sat there and watched me for a few minutes, said, get out of that hole of water and get yourself a bath and get home, see?
我就从那里跳下去，你知道，把衣服一脱，扔到那个小树丛上，就跑去跳水。我就开始打水，泥巴溅的到处都是。我爸爸呢，坐在一根管子上，他坐在那看了我几分钟。他说，从那个水窟窿出来，把自己洗干净，我们回家吧。看到没有？
Well, that's just about the way some of us that call ourselves Christians. We mud crawl. That's right. Long as you're anchored, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Pentecostal, I'm a Presbyterian, I got an evidence, I got it. You're a mud crawling.
那跟我们现在有些人称自己是基督徒是一样的，我们只是在泥巴里打滚。是的，只要你锚定在哪个教派，说我是卫理公会的，我是五旬节教派的，我是长老会的，我有个凭据，我得到了，你就仍然是在泥巴里打滚。
One day I was with my uncle and I kept telling him he's about 15, 16 years old, was at the river. I said, Uncle Ark, I can swim.
有一天，我跟我叔叔在一起，我又告诉他说我会游泳，他大概有十五六岁，我们在河上，我说，阿尔特叔叔，我会游泳了。
And I was sitting on the back of the boat, Joe, felt good and safe. He just took the oar and pushed me out in about 10 foot of water. It was different then. All the splashing and screaming you ever heard in your life.
因为我坐在小船的后面，你们知道，感觉很舒服，很安全。可他呢，用桨把我推到大概有十英尺的水中间去了，那情况可就大不一样了，浪花飞溅，我就放声大叫，我从来没有那么大声喊叫过。
Someday you get pushed off, you better know where you're standing. Yes, sir. If you know him, you better really know him. That's right.
如果某一天你被推到水中间去，你最好明白自己的立场。是的，先生，如果你认识神，你最好是真正的认识神。是的。
But now we're going into deep water. Deep water, where it'll make you drown if you're not a good fattened up Christian.
我们要去到那深水里，水深之处，在那里，如果你不是一个坚强的基督徒，你就会被淹死的。
Notice the word. Paul first found that he went back in the Old Testament and he found this.He's seen that experience of his absolutely.
注意神的道，保罗首先发现到，他去查考了旧约，找到了这一点，他明白他的经历是绝对的真实的。
Now what was that struck me down? It was a light. Big light standing there shining like the sun standing in front of his face.
那把我击倒在地的光是什么东西呢？那是一道光，那道光强烈的像太阳光一样。就在他的面前。
He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, Lord, who are you that I persecute? He said, I'm Jesus.
还有声音说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？保罗说，主啊，你说我逼迫的是谁呢？那声音说，我是耶稣。
I thought he was a man, has scarred hands, that the claims appearing in meetings now with nail scars in his hands and his head. No, no. Not that body.
Amen.
Not that body. See, he's now alive.
Amen.
我以为耶稣只是个人，手上有钉痕，就是人们声称出现在聚会中的手上和头上有钉痕。不不，不是指那个身体，不是那个身体，明白吗？他现在是一道光。
Saul, when he's here on earth, he said, I come from God, I go back to God.
Amen.
He was the angel that led the children of Israel in this light to the wilderness. He returned back to that same light. And Paul saw it out of the Old Testament.
Amen.
He said, I'm Jesus, the angel of the covenant.
Amen.
扫罗当他在地上时，他说，那光说，我从神那里来，还要回到神那里去。他是那位在旷野里通过火柱带领以色列百姓的使者，他又恢复到那道光中。保罗从旧约里弄清楚了这一点，那光说，我是耶稣立约的使者。
And he become flesh to redeem us. Took on not the form of angels we find in previous chapters we are studying. He never took on the nature of angels but was the seed of Abraham.That he might be known, that man could see God. Amen.
他成为肉身，是为了救赎我们。我们从前面的章节中学习到，他没有取天使的样式，而是成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，以便被人们所知晓，人们因此就能看见神。Amen.
Now he says, I returned back to that. And when Paul seen that, he said, sure, that was him.That was him.
他说，我要回到那道光中去。所以当保罗看见了那道光，他说，肯定的，那就是他，那就是他。
Peter had an experience one night while he was praying. That same light come into the building, opened up the doors before him, went out into the streets, and Peter thought he was dreaming. He was so anointed. He didn't know what taking place is. I just woke up. What am I here on the street?
有一天晚上，彼得祷告的时候有这么一个体验。那同样的光进入了他的牢房，把他面前的牢门打开了，他就一直往外走，走到了街上。彼得以为自己还在做梦，他是如此被恩膏，他不知道发生了什么事。他说，我醒了吗？我怎么到了监狱外面的街道上了呢？
And he went out of John Mark's house, and the little girl opened the door, some little lady there had been in a prayer meeting, somebody's knocking at the door, opened up the door.
他去了约翰马可的家，有个女孩开了门，她在那里屋里头，人们都在那个屋里边开祷告会，有人敲门，那个女孩就去应门。
Oh, she said, here's Peter right now, you're praying for him to get out of prison, the Lord has delivered him. Oh, they said, go on.
啊，那女孩说，彼得在外面，你们现在都在为他出狱的事祷告，可主已经释放了他。屋里的人说，真有这样的事吗？
Oh, Lord, deliver him. Why, she said, he stand at the door knocking, Peter just kept pounding. Let me in. Oh, she said, it's Peter.
那些人继续祷告说，主啊，释放他吧。那女孩说，乖了，他就站在门外敲门呢。彼得继续敲门说，让我进来。那女孩说，是彼得，没错。
Some days, they still have a little drawbar, a little lid here, you raise back and look out, see? Before you let your guest in, you have to know who's knocking at your door. Because they had robbers, if you open the door, they kill you.
在他们那个时候，门上呢，有一个瞭望口，你可以打开看到外面，明白吗？在你让你的客人进门之前，你必须先知道是谁在敲你的门，因为有时候是强盗啊。如果你一下子把门打开了，他们可能杀了你。
So he opened the door, she said, it's Peter. They said, oh my, he's dead. That's his angel standing there. See? Done got his glorified body, you know, that's the ostomy.
所以那个女孩打开了门，她说，哦，是彼得。聚会的人说，啊，天哪，彼得已经死了，那是他的天使站在那里。看到没有，他们以为是彼得荣耀的身体，你们知道，就是灵体。
Remember how we took it, the big diamond? How it reflected the light, how it went back to there, this earthly tabernacle will be dissolved, we have one already waiting.
你们记得我们讲过，那大钻石是怎么反射光的？光是怎样通过它反射的？我们在地上的帐篷若拆毁了，天上已经有一个在等着我们。
And they thought Peter done died, this old body had dropped, lived buried a few days, he'd entered into his angel, or his glory, not glorified body, but in his theostomy, the body that's already prepared.
他们以为彼得已经死了，原来的身体死去了，他们在几天后就要埋葬他，他已经进入了他的天使或他的荣耀，不是荣耀的身体，而是灵体，那个已经预备好了的身体。
He couldn't shake your hands, he has no hands to shake like that. But it's an image of a man. Come down and was knocking at the door.
灵体是不能跟你握手的，他没有像那样的手来握，但是他有人的样式。彼得在敲门，他来了。
She said, no, it's Peter, he's standing there. He opened the door, walked in. There you are. Now, Peter had been delivered by this light.
那女孩说，那是彼得。他正站在这里，彼得推开门走了进来，就是他，那道光拯救了彼得。
Now the same way that early Paul in the early church seen that light of God that shined on Paul, the same thing has come down.
在早期教会时代，同样的事发生在保罗身上，神的光照射了保罗，同样的火柱今天也降下来了。
Now people can say anything.That doesn't make it right. But when God proves anything, the work of it proves it, then the camera proves it.
现今人们可以随便宣称，但这并不表示它就是真的。而当神要证明什么事情时，他所做的印证证明它是真实的。后来照相机也证明了它。
And everything that the Lord has did has been absolutely infallibly proved that it's God. By the scriptures, by its action, by experience. But they won't listen.
主所说的每一件事都绝对无误的证明了那是神的作为，借着圣经，借着圣灵的作为，借着我们的经历， 但是有人就是不听。
Look here in this tabernacle, and I remember, you know this, we don't crave crowds, we ain't got a place to put them anyhow.
看看这一间教堂，记住，你们知道这一点，我们并不渴望人多，我们并没有去任何地方迫使人们来聚会。
But look, a meeting of this type where we's coming together this ought to attract the false cities. But they're dead. They're absolutely dead. They have eyes, but they can't see.
看，像这样形式的聚会，我们为此聚集在一起，这本来该引起住在路易斯维尔的人的注意的，但是他们是死的，他们绝对死了，他们有眼睛是看不见的。
You say, well, Brother Branham, won't they go to a doctor and get their eyes fixed? He can't fix that kind of seeing.
你说，伯纳汉弟兄，他们为什么不去看医生呢？治疗他们的眼睛，医生是医治不了那种眼病的。
Jesus said, if you would have known me, you would have known my day.He said, you blind Pharisees, you can discern the face of the skies, but the signs of the time, you can't discern.
耶稣说，你们若认得我，就该认得这个时代。他说，你们这瞎眼的法利赛人啊，你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。
Does that go over the top of your head? Listen, look at the signs we're living in here. Now, I just ain't some, myself, I'm just a man, Not even a preacher to talk about. I have no education what the world call a preacher.
这一点是否很难理解？注意听，要观察我们所生活时代的迹象。这不是捏造的。我只是一个普通的人，甚至称不上一个传道人。我没有受过教育，不是世人所认为的那种传道人。
And we're just poor people. Look at the building we're in. Look at the cathedrals this morning. But look where God's at. That's the thing.
我们是穷人，看看我们所在的这个房子，再看看今天天主教的大教堂。不过你要弄明白，究竟神在哪里，那才是最重要的。
So was Moab standing there in all his splendor and his beauty, but there was Israel in tents, but where was God at? Amen.
摩押人在他们壮丽辉煌的建筑物里，而以色列人在帐篷里，但是神在哪里呢？
There's a bunch of the holy rollers down there doing everything there was wrong. But Balaam, their bishop, failed to see that smitten rock, that brass serpent, that pillar of fire. His eyes was blind, he couldn't see it. He said, they're just imagining that. But he was dead!
他们说那里有一群圣滚人，所做的一切都是错的。但是巴兰，他们的主教，没有认出到那被击打的灵盘。没有认出那治病的铜蛇，没有认出那火柱，他的眼睛是瞎的，他看不见那些。他说，他们那些只是想象出来的，但是神却在以色列人当中。
Bless God! Oh! He's here! God is here! And he's doing the same thing that he has done.And he will.
称颂神，啊，他就在这里，神就在这里，他正在做他所做过的事情，并且他还要继续做。
We compare scripture with scripture. God has never painted himself some big something on earth, but he's always dwelt among the common and humble people.
我们拿经文与经文对比，神从来没有把他自己描绘成什么大人物。他总是住在地上普通的卑微的人中间。
And here he is this morning doing the same thing. The scripture vindicates it. The camera vindicates it.
今天上午他也在做同样的事。圣经印证了这一点，照相机也证明了这一点。
Now that reason I refer to that picture, it isn't because I'm there, I'm just a sinner, saved by grace like you are.But what I'm trying to say is, it's His presence with us. Amen. That's the main thing. Amen.
Yeah. 我讲到那照片的事，不是因为我在那张照片里面，我算的什么？我只是一个罪人，借主的恩典得救，跟你们一样。但是我想要说的是，神与我们同在，那才是主要的。
Well, if He made me a incarnated Elisha. If you didn't have faith to believe it, it'd never do you any good. He came to his own received him not.
好，就是他使我成为肉身的以利沙。若你们没有信心去相信，仍然对你们毫无益处。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
That's the reason here in the city today. Why could start a revival here in some big building or something? You would never get many people to believe it. They just won't. They can't. Their day is done.
那就是这个城市出现今天这种情景的原因。我可以在这里的某个巨大的建筑物里召开举行一次什么复兴会或其他什么，但是你总不能使许多人相信，他们不会相信，他们不能相信，他们已经死了。
The same lesson this morning in Africa would probably produce 10,000 at least, 10,000 souls to Christ. Or there might be one sinner sitting here this morning or something. Some backslider, most of them is just combed through and through till it's just finished. That's all.
今天上午这同样的讲道若是在非洲，可能会有一万人，至少会有一万个灵魂归向基督。而今天上午可能只有一个罪人坐在这里，或者有一些灵性倒退者在这里。一般来说，福音之网是这里捕捉一个，那里捕捉一个，直到所有都捉到为止，就是那么回事。
But what we're trying to say is scripture compares with scripture. Now, no matter how great the experience is, unless it compares with the scripture, it's wrong.
Amen.
但是我们想要说的是，经文是与经文相对应的。不管那经历有多丰富，除非它与圣经相对应，否则就是错的。
The Urim Thummim. No matter how good the prophet was, if he spoke and them lights didn't flash on the Urim Thummim, it was wrong. How well the dream seemed, if it didn't flash on the Urim Thummim, it was wrong.
圣经就是乌灵和土民，不管先知多么好，如果他说的话不能使乌灵和土民闪光，那就是错的。不管一个梦似乎多么好，若不能使乌灵和土民闪光，那个梦就是错的。
When that priesthood ended, God put his Bible up. Paul said, if an angel from heaven would come,
Amen.
Galatians 1:8, and would preach any other gospel than what's already been preached to you, let him be accursed.
祭司时代结束以后，神赐下他的圣经。保罗说，如果是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
The angel from heaven said to John the Revelator, which was God himself, I, Jesus, sent my angel to vindicate or to show these things.
那从天上来的使者对约翰说，那位启示者就是神本身，我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事显示给你们。
He said, if any man will add one word to it or take one word out of it, the same will be taken out of the book of life for him.
Amen.
This is it, the Bible.
他说，若有人在这预言上加添什么或删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份，这书就是圣经。
Therefore these experiences and these things that we're having to happen here, if it wasn't vindicated by God's word, it would be wrong. I don't care what would take place, it would be wrong.
Amen.
So it's scripturally absolutely the truth.
Amen.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm a member of the great body of Christ.
Amen.
因此这些经历和在我们这里发生的这些事，若没有神的道的印证，那就是错的。我不管发生了什么事，它还是错的。所以根据圣经，这是绝对的真理啊！我多么高兴我是属于基督伟大身体的一部分。
Now let's go now, we're coming down to the lesson. Now we ended up over here where he said, seeing that we're compassed about, no, I'm sorry, that's us quoting 12th chapter, I've been reading it, but I haven't studied it.
那我们继续讲，我们上次讲到，我们既有这许多的见证人，哦，不对，对不起，我引用的是第十二章的经文。我刚才读的是第十二章的内容，我们还没有讲到那里。
I've Brother Norman's staying at my home up there, and he knows that I just got in yesterday, and the brothers know down there, I just got in, and the only time I got to read the scripture down was sitting right here a few minutes ago. That's right.
诺曼弟兄住在我家，他知道我是昨天才回来的，那些弟兄们都知道我刚回来。我能坐下来读圣经的唯一的时间就是刚才坐在这边。是的。
Don't study it. I just wait for the Holy Spirit to give it, just as He wants it. He knows where the person's at that has to have it, so if I got something made up my mind I'm going to say, then it's wrong.
不要现在去学习它，我只等待圣灵，按他所意愿的赐给我们。他知道人们的需求，所以如果是我个人自己的想法，那就是错的。
But if I just let him do it, he'll take it right straight to the spot where it belongs. Take no thought what you shall say, for it's not you that speaks, it's your Father that dwelleth in you, He doeth the speaking.
但是如果我让他来做这些事情，他就会让我们明白他话语的真正的含义，明白吗？不要思虑怎么分数或说什么话，因为真的那时候不是你在说话，乃是住在你里面的父在说话。
Now, the last chapter, the previous chapter, we heard this, that how shall we escape if we neglect this great salvation, who was first preached to us by the Lord Jesus, and him with those who heard him.
在上一章，就在前面一章，我们听到这句话。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
The same things that Jesus did to show them, same things like takes place here, same angel of God, same works, same evidence, same everything, everything along same gospel, right with the word.
耶稣所做的同样的事，是为了表明，在这里发生的同样的事。神的同样的天使，同样的事工，同样的凭据，同样的每一件事，每一件事都是同样的福音，与神的道相一致。
If that was taught by the Lord, then confirmed by his disciples, that we've heard, Paul being the same, how shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation?
如果那是主亲自教导的，然后被他的门徒们所确认，我们也听见了。保罗也同样听见了，并说：“我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？”
Now Paul was saying that to his Hebrew audience. Now they didn't have tape recorders today like we got here, but they had scribes who sat there taking it down, just as Paul was preaching.
保罗是在对希伯来人说话，他们那时候没有像我们今天这样的录音机，但是保罗讲道的时候，他们有人坐在那里做记录，当记录员。
And that's what it is right here. We're getting about tape recorders, and these tapes go over the world. See? To show that it is the truth. Our religion is not in vain. It's absolutely the resurrected Jesus Christ. Same thing. Now, we mustn't neglect it.
就跟我们现在这里一样，我们是借着磁带录音机记录的，那些磁带将会送到全世界，表明那是真理。我们的信仰不是枉然的，它绝对是传扬复活的耶稣基督同样的福音，现在我们绝不可以忽略它。
I just don't go away from church today and say, well, I kind of enjoy going down there, I like the singing, and the people are friendly around that little old church.
不要今天一离开教会就说，好，我很高兴去那里，我喜欢那些歌，还有那古老的小教会的那些人真是很友好。
Don't do that. Brother, let your heart become a flame. Say, here, I got to do something about this. I got to get out and see if I can get somebody saved.
不要那么做，弟兄。要让你的心燃烧起来，说，现在我应该对他有所行动。我必须出去看看我能否带领人归主得救。
Don't go out and bless God if you don't repent, you're going to perish. No, go in a gentle. Be as wise as a serpent.As harmless as a dove. See, that's the way to go.
也不要出去就说，称颂神，如果你们悔改，你就要灭亡。不，要说温和的话，要像蛇一样灵巧，像鸽子一样温柔。看，那是我们应该做的。
Approach the person, if he's raising chickens, talk about chickens to him for a while. See, and then first thing you know, he'll be talking about the Lord. If he's a farmer, talk about his farm. If he sells automobiles, talk about his automobiles for a while. What nice cars you got, and so forth. See?
主动去接近一个人。如果他是养鸡的，就跟他先谈一谈有关养鸡的事，明白吗？然后不知不觉的，你就跟他谈起了关于主的事。如果他是个农场主，就谈一谈他的农场。如果他是卖汽车的，就跟他谈一谈他的汽车，呵呵，你有多么好的汽车啊，等等，明白吗？
So you catch the spirit when Father says, now is the time to approach him about his soul. You can wind it off, you see?
直到你抓住了他的灵，那时候天父就会对你说，现在是接触他灵魂的时候了，你就可以这样开始，注意。
That's a fine automobile. You know, transportation today has become great. Oh, how the nations have been brought close together, and the cities of our nations close together. Friends and mothers can visit each other. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have automobiles like you're selling. Yes, sir, sure is. You know, a puffing on his cigar, whatever it is. Yeah, them's good cars.
那是一台好车。你知道如今这个运输工具啊越来越发达，各国之间的往来越来越紧密。我国的各个城市之间也变得越来越近，朋友们和母亲们可以互相探访。你知道有一台像你所卖的这种车，那真是好极了。是的，先生，确实是那样的。你看他吹了吹他的雪茄或做了个什么动作那些都是好车。
Did you ever think of what the old timers would have thought if they'd seen something like that? Just keep going like that, and I'll see. Yes, yes, sure is.
你想过没有？那些老人们说是看见了像这样的东西会有什么感想？就像这么接着谈。过一会儿，你说是的，肯定是的。
You know, another thing it does, it brings like we're having like in revivals. People can come across the country quickly for a revival. See, you're opening the way all time. You know.
你知道，另外还有，就好像我们现在正举行的复兴会一样，人们能够开着车从各地来参加复兴会，看到了吗？你一直在引导他。
God, if you feel something chug up the way, stop right there, move over here. Like a doctor said out of Phoenix, said, Lord, fill my mouth with good words and then nudge me when I've said enough. Nudge me when I've said enough.
如果你感到了有什么拦阻，就要立刻停止，换个话题。就好像凤凰城有位大夫所说的，主啊，用美好的话语充满我的口，当我说够了的时候就提醒我停止。你看到没有？当我说够了的时候就提醒我停止。
Now notice, now we're going to start from the 15th chapter, 15th verse of the 3rd chapter closely now. While it is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation.
现在注意，我们要从第三章的第十五节开始讲，注意听。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
I watch Paul speaking here. It is said today, after so long a time, we're going to get into it. After a while, that today is so long a time comes into the next chapter. After so long a time.
现在，注意保罗在这里所说的，这里说的是今日。过了多年，我们过一会儿要讲到这一点，就是今日过了多年，这是在下一章里面的。过了多年
，It is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation, when they provoke God. Now let's read the next verse. For some, when they had heard, did provoke.
经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样，就是。他们激怒神的日子。现在让我们读下面的经文。那时听见他话惹他发怒。
Now what's he talking about? Gospel. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he was grieved for 40 years, was it not with them that it's sin whose carcasses fell in the wilderness?
他在这里说什么呢？说的就是福音。惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？神40年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？
Let's stop here a minute. The provocation, when they provoke. Now what did God do? Now Paul's trying to speak. What is it led them out of Egypt? Was it Moses? No. Moses was the flesh instrument.
让我们在这里停一会儿。激怒 当他们激怒神，神做了什么？保罗在试图说明，是谁带领他们出埃及？是摩西吗？不，摩西只是一个肉身的器皿。
Now we've got a background here. We want to get straightened out. Now, when we hit this spot down here in a few minutes, you'll see it.
这里有一个背景，我们要直接讲清楚。过一会儿，当我们点到主题时，你们就会明白。
Now God had His people with unsettled rest. They were down in Egypt. They were out of their right position. They were out of their homeland. They were strangers and pilgrims. And God was going to bring them from that housed in place in Egypt up to the homeland.
神让他的子民拥有不安定的安息，他们在埃及，他们不在他们应有的位置，他们不在他们的故乡，他们是寄居者和客旅，神要把他们从寄居的埃及带回到他们的故乡去。
A type of today, we're unsettled. Here it don't take long. Little chubby-handed boys playing marbles. Little girls with the dollies playing. The first thing you know, you got gray hair and wrinkled it up.
这是今天的一个预表，我们也是不安定的。我们在这里不会长久。我们看到胖乎乎的小男孩在打弹子，小女孩抱着洋娃娃玩，但是不知不觉的，你的头发慢慢就白了，脸上就起了皱纹。
There's something wrong here. This is not home. We're in the wrong place. That's why we say we are pilgrims and strangers. Something's happened.
这是一个不完美的地方。这不是永久的家，我们在一个不该在的地方，这就是我们说我们是客旅和寄居者的原因。发生了某件事。
A little lady said this morning in the room about how people laugh at her sometimes. I said, "But sister dear, you're not of them people. We are different people."
今天早晨在那间房子里，有位女士说，有时候人们是怎么嘲笑她。我说，姐妹。亲爱的姐妹，你不属于他们那一群人，我们是一群与众不同的人。
My little girl said, Daddy, certain girls did certain things that they did. I said, but look, honey, they had these records of Elvis Presley. I said, I wouldn't want them in my house.
我的小女儿说，爸爸，某某女孩做了某某事，她做了。我说，亲爱的。他们有猫王的唱片，我说我可不想那些东西在我的屋子里。
She said, "But Daddy, they're nice little girls." I said, "They may be. I have nothing to say against that. But there's one thing: we are different. We are different. Not as that we want to be different, but the spirit that's within us has come out of that." You're of another world.
我女儿说，但是爸爸，他们是很可爱的小女孩呀。我说，他们可能是，我不反对他们，但是有一件事，我们是与他们不同的，我们是不同的人，不是因为我们想要不同，而在我们里面的圣灵使我们与他们不同。你属于另外一个世界。
When I go into Africa, I can't get adjusted to their ways of living.They don't wear any clothes. They're naked. And they pick up something that's rotten, got maggots in it, they eat it anyhow. Don't make any difference. See?
我去非洲的时候，我不适应他们的生活方式。他们不穿任何衣服，他们是裸体的。还有他们捡起什么腐烂的东西都吃，里面都长蛆了。他们也不在乎，看到了吗？
This is different. You know, one time we were all like that.But civilization has brought us and made us different. And conversion has doubled that by millions.
这就是不同之处。你们知道，曾经有一个时候，我们也是那样的。但是文明使我们变得不同了，而灵里面的转变更超过那种不同的一百万倍。
We don't want the rotten things of the world no more. Christ has made us become...Christians, like civilization has made us become clean.
我们再也不想要世界上那些腐烂的东西。基督使我们成为基督徒，就像文明使我们变得干净一样。
And notice, not only that, but we profess that we're pilgrims and strangers. We're not of the world. Then you want nothing to do with the world. And those things have passed away.
注意，不仅如此，我们还承认我们是客旅和寄居者，我们不属于这个世界。于是你就不想与这个世界有什么关系，那些俗世的事都过去了。
Now Israel was down in Egypt. They wasn't Egyptians. Egyptians, it was a disgrace for an Egyptian to put his hands on a sheep. And Israel were sheep herders. And how it must have got Moses. After all the dignity of being an Egyptian cattle raisers,
以色列人曾经住在埃及，但是他们不属于埃及。一个埃及人连把手放在羊身上都觉得是丢脸的，而以色列人却是整天放羊的。那对于摩西来说是多么不容易啊！从一个埃及人变成放羊的。
Did you notice what the Pharaoh had said to Joseph and so forth? It is an abomination that your people are sheep herders.And even an Egyptian couldn't even put his hands on a sheep herder. He was a different people.
你注意到法老是怎么对约瑟他们说的吗？凡牧羊的都被埃及人所厌恶。一个埃及人不可能把手放在一个牧羊人身上，因为他们是不同的人。
And that's what it is with a Christian today. When he's born again, it's not filthy for him to associate where people are drinking andtelling dirty jokes and women naked and it's filthiness.
那跟今天的基督徒一样，当他重生了，他会觉得人们喝酒、说脏话、女人裸体等一切的事都是污秽的、丑恶的，那些都是不洁净的。
No, blessed be the Lord, we are pilgrims here. We're strangers here. The Spirit has been converted and we're looking for a city where women don't wear shorts. We're looking for a city where they don't have beer taverns. We're looking for a city where indwelleth righteousness. So we're pilgrims.
啊哈，称颂归于主。我们是这个世界的过客，我们是寄居的，我们的灵转变了。我们在寻找一座女人不穿男人短裤的城，我们在寻找一座没有啤酒馆的城，我们在寻找一座异人所居住的城，所以我们在这里是过客。
So God came down in a big bundle of fire, as a halo, swept down into a bush and began to reveal Himself to Moses first.
神以一个大火球的形式降临在荆棘丛中，把自己先向摩西显现。
Moses said, you know how we had the lesson the other night? How that when Jesus was here on earth, he said, well, before Moses was, I am. That was Jesus in the burning bush, in the pillar of fire. It's Jesus today. The same.
摩西说，你们知道，我们有一天晚上讲到的，当耶稣在地上的时候，他说，还没有摩西。就有了我，在那燃烧的荆棘丛中的火柱就是耶稣，今天耶稣也是同样的。
And he revealed himself in a pillar of fire, and Moses got the experience. He goes down into Egypt, he preaches the gospel, the good news, and signs and wonders followed him. You get it? Same thing today.
他在火柱里显现他自己，摩西有那个经历，他去了埃及，他传讲福音，就是好消息，神迹和奇事就伴随着他。你看到没有？今天也是一样的。
Not only that, but when Hebrews come out, walked in the light, they was led by the same pillar of fire. And the Bible said that, do not tempt God.
不仅那样，他们希伯来人出埃及时，是走在光里，他们是由那同样的火柱带领的。圣经说不要试探神。
Watch this, let me read it. While it is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, his voice, speaking to your heart, as in the provocation, when they provoked him. Listen, for some, when they had heard, did provoke.
注意这一点，让我来读。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，他的话是对你的心来说的，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样，就是激怒神的日子。注意听，那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？
How many knows that the Israelites provoked God with their unbelief?
Amen.
They murmured, they completely. God walked right down there, and when he got out, the first thing they got in trouble. Here was this pillar of fire above them. I don't know whether they all saw it or not. At least Moses saw it.
有多少人知道以色列人用他们的不信激怒了神？他们发怨言，他们完全的，神与他们同行。当他们一出埃及，第一件事上，他们就遇到了麻烦。火柱在他们的上方，我不知道他们都看见了火柱没有，至少摩西看见了。
And it was above them, and they watched it. And when they come down, say if they didn't see it. I don't know where they did or not. It went before them, the Bible said it was there.
火柱在他们上方，他们看着火柱走。如果说他们没有看见火柱，我也不知道他们到底看见了没有，反正火柱就在他们面前，圣经是这么说的。
It said the star went before the wise man. Nobody saw it but the wise man. It went over every observatory. They kept time to the stars. No one saw it but the wise man. It was for them to see it. And the wise man was who the star was sent for.
据说那颗星走在东方三博士的前面，除了三博士之外，没有人看见那颗星。那颗星经过了每一个天文台的上方。那时他们是靠星星掌握时间的，除了三博士之外，没有人看见那颗星。那颗星就是为了给三博士看的，那颗星就是为了三博士而被派来的。
And the pillar of fire was sent to Moses, and Moses was sent to the children of Israel. And they're supposed to follow Moses. They could see Moses, and Moses saw the light. There they went. There they were leading.
那火柱是被派来给摩西的，而摩西是被派来给以色列儿女的，他们是预定要跟随摩西的，他们可以看见摩西，而摩西能看见那火柱，他们就是跟随着。
And as they went out, they come to the Red Sea, and all they had seen all those signs of miracles and things taking place while they were still down in the old land of Egypt. But when they got out there in their journey, just converted and brought out.
他们出了埃及，到了红海边。他们还在古老的埃及地的时候，目击了当时发生的那些神迹奇事，后来他们离开埃及旅途中才转变并被招出来。
Then the first thing you know, they got in trouble. God loves to bring you in trouble. He loves to put trouble down and see what you'll do about it.
接着的第一件事就是他们遇到了麻烦，神喜欢把你带到麻烦中，他喜欢降下麻烦，看看你会怎么做。
So he just stopped up the Red Sea, and the first thing you know, marched him right out into this place, and sent Pharaoh after him.
所以神让红海挡住了他们。你们都知道，神让他们被困在那里，又让法老的军队追赶他们。
See how God likes to do it? He loves to display His power and love. He's God, and He just loves to show you who He is. Amen.
看到神喜欢做什么了吗？他喜欢显示他的能力和爱，他是神，他喜欢向你显明他是谁。阿们。
And the trouble of it is today, people say, "Oh, them days is past." No, how can God display Himself?
Amen.
When you're taught such stuff as that, but God loves to manifest Himself.
今天的问题是，人们说，哦，他们那个神迹的时代已经过去了。不，当你被这样教导时，神怎么会向你显现他自己呢？神是喜欢显现他自己的。
Here come the children of Israel walking in the light. Moses going on before them. There they was, come on, this is the way. God's calling, we're going out. We're going to the promised land.
以色列百姓在光中行走着，摩西走在他们的前面。他们这样说，走呀，就是这条路。神呼召我们，我们出来了，我们要去神所应许之地。
There they all were shouting and jumping and having a good time, you know. And the first thing you know, they looked back and said, "Oh, what's that dust? One of them climbed up on the hill and said, Oh, alas, alas, it's Pharaoh's army.
啊，哈利路亚，他们就是那样，喊叫着，跳跃着，非常的快乐，你知道。突然，他们回头一看，啊，那灰尘滚滚的是什么呀？他们中有一个人爬到山上，说，坏了，坏了，坏了，法老的军队追来了。
God said, what you so scared about? Didn't you believe what I did down there? What you so worried about? Why you make me angry?
神说，你们怕什么呢？难道你们不相信我在埃及所做的吗？担心什么呢？你们为什么要惹我发怒？
When he got down there, Moses went out and interceded to God. God just opened up the Red Sea and he walked across. Closed the enemy, and that's the way God does it. Don't get scared. Don't get all excited. Don't be frustrated. You provoke God.
当他们到那地方，摩西出来替百姓向神调解，神就分开了红海的水，让他们走过去，然后又让水合拢，把他们的敌人淹死在水里。这就是神行事的方式，所以不要害怕，不要激动，不要慌乱，那样会激怒神。
Then what did he do? Look like, well, we had one big trial. Bless God, we got over. We won't have no more. We're on the road to the promised land. And he led them right out into the desert where there's no water. Could you imagine?
接下来神做了什么？看起来好像是，嗯，我们经历了一个巨大的考验，称颂神，我们得胜了，我们再也没事了，我们走在通往应许之地的路上了。可是神让他们立刻又进入了无水沙漠，看到了没有？你能想象吗？
God with his sanctified holy people led them right out in this trap, then got them out of that trap, and led them right out here where there's no water, when he could have took them some way where there was water.
神与他的神圣的子民同在，带领他们刚刚出了一个陷阱，又进了一个网罗，进入了无水之地。神本来是完全可以带他们到一个有水的地方的。
Well, he could have just made a river all the way along if he wanted to. He could have broke every mountain into joy, spurting water 50 feet in the air if he wanted to. Sure he could. But if he'd done that, it'd been too easy. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
为什么不是呢？若是神愿意的话，他可以沿着他们走的路造一条河。如果神愿意，他可以劈开高山让他们欢呼，让水溅到50英尺那么高，肯定的，他能做到。但是如果那样，事情就太容易了。啊，主的名是应当称颂的。
Why did God let this happen, Brother Branham? Why did God's doing that? Let him alone. Just walk on. That's God's business.The footprints of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Yes, sir. What difference does it make?
你说，伯南汉弟兄，为什么神让这些麻烦事发生呢？为什么？神就是那么做，随他做吧。我们只管继续往前走，那是神的事。一人的脚步被耶和华立定。是的，先生，这无关紧要。
Lost all my money, Brother Branham, but bless God anyhow.Oh, did this happen? Storm blew away my house. Bless God anyhow. The Lord give, the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's keep walking on. It's all the glory of God. God knows what he's doing.
你说伯南汉弟兄，我亏掉了我所有的钱，不管怎么样，你还要称颂神。我这样做了，就发生了这个事，暴风卷走了我的房子，还是要称颂神。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的，只管继续前进，一切都是神的荣耀，神知道他在做什么。
Some through the water, some through the flood, some through deep trials, but all through the blood.
有的是通过水，有的是通过洪水，有的通过深刻的考验，但一切都是通过那宝血。
That's what he leads him.That's right. Oh, my, I feel like I could just stop and scream. That's why he leads his dear children.
那就是神带领我们的方式。是的，哈哈，多好啊！我觉得我可以停下来喊叫了。那就是神带领他亲爱的儿女的方式。
Oh, can you just feel? Now, I'm not a psychologist, but can you just feel that lovely spirit now bathing over the building?What if our eyes would come open just now and look what's standing around the sides of these walls, looking down these aisles?
你能感觉到什么？ 我不是一个心理学家，但是你能感到那可爱的圣灵现在就正在沐浴着这座建筑物吗？如果我们的眼睛能打开看到，看到这墙的四周和过道上下所站着的是什么，那该多好啊。
Oh, Elisha, one morning when that boy was just as blind as he could be, he said, look at the serious down there. I said, but there's more with us. He said, I don't see nobody. He said, Lord, open that boy's eyes.
有一天早上，伊丽莎的仆人，他肉眼可见的敌人包围了他们。他说，哦，到处都是叙利亚的军队。伊丽莎说，但是与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。仆人说，我没有看到任何人呀。伊丽莎祷告，耶和华呀，求你开着少年人的眼目。
He looked around that old prophet, all around that mountains was on fire, and horses of fire, and chariots of fire. He was convinced then.
于是那仆人再看了看，就看见了老先知周围的山岭上都是火车火马，他就信服了。
He said, we just go out and smite them blind. They had their sight, this is perfect severity, but they're blind to him.
伊丽莎说，我们去把敌人的眼睛弄瞎。敌人的眼睛本来是与他们平时一样好的，但就是认不出伊丽莎了。
Said, you all seeking Elijah? Said, yes, come on, I'm sure where he's at. That was him leading them. They didn't know it.
伊丽莎问他们，你们是不是要找伊丽莎呀？敌人说，是的，先生。伊丽莎说，来吧，我必领你们到你们所寻找的人那里。于是伊丽莎就带着敌人走，他们却不知道。
That's what it is today. Christ is here.The Holy Ghost is here doing the same things that he's always done. And the world is blind to it. They don't know it.
这也跟今天的情况一样，基督就在这里，圣灵就在这里做他向来所做的事，但是人眼睛却瞎了，看不见，他们认不出来。
Oh, I don't know about that. My pastor, oh, poor decrepit people. See what I mean? They're blind to it. They don't know it.God's leading.
有人说，啊，我不知道那个，我的牧师没有讲过。啊，可怜衰老的人们呢，你明白我的意思吗？他们对此是瞎眼的，他们认不出来，神在带领着。
Now they come up to the wilderness of sin. There was no water there. God just had it all provided. Oh, and they found a puddle of water. They said, this is it. And they couldn't even taste it. Oh, it was terrible.
他们到了罪的旷野，那里没有水。一切都是神所预备的，啊！他们找到了一个污水坑，他们说这里有水，但是他们根本就不能喝那个水，那是很糟糕的水。
My eyes is worse than 100% sulfur. See, just like rotten eggs, you know. Ooh, my eyes turn. It was poison.
啊，那水甚至比100%的硫磺还糟糕，瞧，就好像坏了的臭鸡蛋，你们知道吗？那太可怕了，那是有毒的。
Now, I call the wilderness of sin. Several palm trees grow there in the spring where those palms grew.
那里被称为罪的旷野，那里长着几棵棕榈树，棕榈树那里有泉水。
Then Moses said, don't, God said, what are they provoking me for? Well, if I did that back there, can't I do something about this situation?
然后摩西说，不要惹神发怒。神说，他们为什么激怒我呢？为什么？他们激怒我的原因何在？如果我在埃及能行那些神迹奇事，难道我在这种情况下就不能做吗？
If he got you out of one six fell, can he get you out of another one? He got you out of one trouble, can he get you out of another one?
如果神能使你的某一种病得到医治，难道他不能使你的另外一种病得到医治吗？他解决了你的一个麻烦，难道他就不能解决你的另一个麻烦吗？
Bless God, if he got me out of sin, he could take me out of the grave. He's God. What difference does it make? Just go out. Keep your eyes on him.
要称颂神，他使我脱离罪，他也能使我从这个坟墓中出来，因为他是神，别的都无关紧要，只要继续前进，只仰望他。
That if I close the Red Sea behind and drown them Egyptians, can I do something about this water? What do you make me angry about? Oh, your unbelief. You provoke me to anger because of unbelief.
神说，我既然能让红海在你们通过之后淹死那些埃及人，难道我不能对这里的水做点什么事吗？ 你们为什么要惹我发怒呢？啊，你们这些不信的，因你们的不信激怒了我。
Now the word here is you sin, provoked, made, the reason they did it, they disbelieved. They never went out and got the shooting craps now and things like that. They never run around with somebody else's wife and went out and told lies. That wasn't what they were doing. But that's not sin to begin with.
这里使用了罪这个词，激怒神。他们那么做的原因是因为他们的不信，他们并没有出去做赌博之类的事，他们并没有出去跟别人的妻子私奔，也没有出去撒谎，那些并不是他们所做的事，那些并不是罪的本质。
Living in adultery is not sin. Smoking, chewing, drinking, gambling, cursing, swearing, so forth, that's not sin. That's the attributes of unbelief. You do that because you're an unbeliever. If you are a believer, you don't do that.
在淫乱中生活并不是罪，抽烟、嚼烟叶、喝酒、赌博、骂人、发誓等等都不是罪，他们都是罪的属性。你做那些事情，因为你是一个不信者。如果你是个信徒，你就不会做那些事。
That's the reason she said, "He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life." Not says he believes, but really believes. There it is. That takes all your initial evidence away. See? There you are.
所以耶稣说，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不是口头上说相信，而是真的相信，这就对了，这就否定了所谓的起初的那些凭据，看到没有，这就是了。
Not he that heareth my words and shouts, not he that heareth my words and speaks with tongues, not he that heareth my words and has blood in his hand or in his face or whatever more, that's not it.
耶稣并没有说那听我话又喊叫的，没有说那听我话又说方言的，没有说那听我话又在手上或者脸上冒血的，或者其他的什么，那些都不是凭据。
He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life and shall never come to the judgment, but pass from death to life.
而他说，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪。是已经出死入生了。
What is sin? Unbelief. A little something can raise up. Instead of going right to the scripture and find out where it's true or not, oh, he said, there you go ahead. I'm discontinued Presbyterian like I am. See, go ahead. Blind. And you provoke God.
什么是罪？罪就是不信。一点小事就露出不信，而不是立即去查考圣经，找出那是对的还是错的。你说你去你的吧，我还是继续当我原来的长老会信徒吧，随他去吧，瞎眼的，你会惹神发怒的。
When God does anything, he expects the nation to grab it. But instead of that, I don't know about that, see. He expects the people to get it.
当神做任何事情时，他期待所有的人都能明白他的意义。可是相反，有的人说，我不是很确定。瞧，神期待人们明白他的意义。
If you're concerned, just sit down with the scripture, go through it and search it back and forth and see if it happened, if it's predicted to come to pass and so forth. Then you'll get it. Amen.
如果你很在意的话，就应该坐下来读圣经，前后查考，看看那些事发生没有，是不是属于圣经里预言要应验的事，那样你就会明白。阿们。
Now, notice, while it is today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation when God was provoked with him, you see.
注意，经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。神被他们惹得发怒了，看到没有？
For some, when they had heard the gospel Moses preached, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt.
那时听见他话，听见福音，就是摩西传讲的福音，惹神发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？
How many knows how many people are saved out of that original bunch that come out? How many? Two is right. How many knows their names? That's right, Caleb and Joshua. The only two out of 2 million something.
有多少人知道最初从埃及出来的那一批人里有多少得救的？有多少？对，两个。有多少人知道他们的名字？ 那是对的。加勒和约书亚，200万人里只有两个。
Listen to this. But he, 17th verse now. But with whom he was grieved 40 years because of unbelief. Was it not with them that had sinned, disbelieved?
听下面的，就是第十七节。神40年之久，又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些因为不信、犯罪、失手倒在旷野的人吗？
Take the dictionary and find out what sin means. Take the Bible dictionary. It's unbelief. Unbelief is sin. He that believeth not is condemned already, St. John 4. Condemned already.
查查字典，看罪是什么意思。要查圣经字典，就是不信。不信就是罪，不信的人罪已经定了。约翰福音第三章，看到没有？罪已经定了。
Whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest?
谁的尸首倒在旷野？又向谁起誓，不容他们进入他的安息呢？
You're disbelieving. Oh, how I never get to my chapter, but look.That's what's the matter with this nation today. Signs and wonders has crossed through this nation. What do they do? Continually turn their back on him. And he said, I'll swear that I'll not let them enter into the land they started to.
你这不信的啊，我今天讲不完这一章的。注意，那正是这个国家今天的问题所在。神迹和奇事遍布全国。可是人们怎么做呢？他们继续的拒绝福音。圣经说，我起誓，我不容他们进入他们要进去之地。
What's the matter with these big churches today? Their unbelief has provoked God. Hallelujah! These Abel of these stones are our children to Abraham.
难道这不是今天那些大教会的问题吗？他们的不信已经激怒了神。哈利路亚！神能从那些石头里兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He tried to give the gospel to them and they hardened their hearts. They caught themselves and they made little denominations and we believe this and nothing else and God couldn't move in. Where are they at today? Sitting on a sideline.
神要把福音给他们，他们却硬着心不接受。他们敬拜的是他们自己，他们制造了一些教派，说我们只相信这个，别的什么也不信。神不能进到那里，他们今天身处何方？他们在基督之外。
God's little faithful group is moving right along with signs and wonders. He's putting them to the test. Every son that cometh to God must first be tried and tested. Doctrine.
神的一小群忠实信徒正在继续前进，并且有神迹奇事伴随着他们。神要让他们经受试炼。神的每一个儿女首先要经历试炼，是儿女的试炼。
First little thing happens, oh well, maybe it's not to do it anyhow. You're an illegitimate child and not a child of God.
如果有了一点小事发生，就说哦，也许根本就没有神这回事，这就表明你是私生子，不是神的儿子了。
For a child of God is the seed of Abraham, who calls those things that were not as though they were. God said so, and just keeps moving on. Amen.Amen. No matter what says or anything different, they keep moving on anyhow. God said so.
神的儿子就是亚伯拉罕的那个后裔，就在还没有的时候，神应许要有，那就当作有了。神这么说的，那就继续等待。阿们。不管别人怎么说，不管任何事与神的应许有何不同，他们继续的等待，因为是神这么说的。
25 years he waited for that baby.No matter how contrary it was, and he separated himself from them unbelievers.
Amen.
So he could believe.
Amen.
Oh my, I feel religious.
亚伯拉罕等待那个孩子等了25年，不管在25年中的情况是如何的相反，他让自己与那些不信者分离开来。阿们。这样他自己能坚持的相信。哦，我感到无比的敬畏。
Think of it. You've got to separate yourself from that dogma of the world. Ah, them days of miracles is past. There's no such a thing as that. That's fanaticism. Separate yourself.
想一想，你必须让自己与那些俗世的教条分离。啊，什么神迹的时代已经过去了，现在没有那些事了，那是狂热主义了。你要与那些不信者分开。
The Bible said, "Come out from among them and be ye separated," saith the Lord, "and I will receive you." How wonderful!
圣经说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收留你们。多么美好啊！
I will receive you after you separate yourself. You shall be my children. I'll be your God. Separate yourself. Don't yoke yourself up with unbelievers. That's right.
你们把自己分别出来之后，我就收留你们。你们要做我的儿女，我要做你们的神。让你自己从他们当中分别出来，不要与不信者同父异母，是那样的。
Young man getting married, marrying some girl that don't believe, or some young girl marrying a boy that don't believe, should do that.
年轻的男孩子娶不信的女孩子，或者年轻的女孩子嫁给不信的男孩子，不要做那样的事。
I don't care how cute he is and how cute she is and what those big eyes she's got, they'll all fade out one of these days, but brother, your soul will live forever. Be careful what you're doing.
我不管那男孩是多么英俊，或者那女孩是多么可爱，她眼睛多么大，总有一天他们都会变老的。但是弟兄，你的灵魂可是要永远活着的，你要小心你所做的事情。
She ain't a real believer, him a real believer. Don't you yoke yourself up like that. Stay away from such. It'll cause you trouble down the road.
如果那女孩不是一个真信徒，或者那男孩不是一个真信徒，你不要去跟他或者他同父异母，要离远一点，否则就会给你未来的生活带来麻烦。
Now, listen. 70th verse, but whom he was, he grieved 40 years.Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, to whom he swore that they should not enter into the rest?
现在注意听第十七节，神四十年之久，又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓，不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？
They started out.But they seen the miracles, but they never did get to the promised land. Just a selected number of two enter the promised land.
他们出了埃及，他们见过神迹，但是他们从来没有进入那应许之地。只有蒙拣选的两个人进入了应许之地。
Now what's Paul doing? He's speaking to the Christians now. Don't you let this same gospel that was preached back yonder in signs and wonders and the pillar of fire let him.
保罗在做什么？他在对基督徒说话。你千万不要忽略这样同样的福音呢、啊，就是那伴随着神迹奇事和火柱的福音。
When these things go to taking place again, don't you fall over the wayside by unbelief to go to doubting, for their carcass fell in the wilderness.
当那些事情再次发生的时候，你不要因为不信而倒在路边。那些失手倒在旷野里的人所犯的罪就是怀疑。
Now we're coming inQuickly now, watch close. But to them that live not, so we see that they should not enter in because of unbelief.
我们现在要讲快一点，注意听。岂不是像那些不信从的人吗？这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。
He calls it sin once, calls it unbelief the next time. Unbelief is sin.They entered not because of their unbelief.
他第一次称之为罪，第二次称之为不信，不信就是罪。他们不能进入安息，是因为他们不信。
They seen that prophet Moses. They seen what he'd done, seen what he said. It was truth every time. Moved out on the truth. This pillar of fire would appear before them. They watched it. They seen it.
他们见过先知摩西。他们见过摩西所做的事，听过他每次所说的都是真理。他们在真道上行走，那火柱就出现在他们面前。他们观察着他，他们见过他。
Paul trying to get, they later on get down here the experience that he had. See, trying to relate the Spirit, tighten it to the Old Testament. He said, now we've entered into a new thing, to this new dispensation by Jesus Christ.
保罗后来想要叙述他自己的经历，看到没有？保罗试图要讲述他的经历，他将他的经历与旧约联系起来。他说，现在我们进入了一个新时期，在这新时期里，神是借着耶稣基督来晓谕我们的。
Old times the Lord appeared to him by the prophets, but now he's by his son Jesus. See? And he began to type the experiences and show him what was taking place, how the signs and wonders and everything, what's wrong.
在古时候，主是借着众先知向他们显现的，但是现在是借着他的儿子耶稣，看到没有？保罗将这些经历与圣经联系起来，向他们说明正在发生的事，神迹奇事等等，以及告诉他们他所写的是什么。
Now I said, they entered not because of their unbelief. They did not believe.
注意，他说，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故，他们不相信。
But now, we move into a dispensation, and don't you harden your heart. Don't you act like they did in the days of provocation, when they provoked God. How they do it? Not believing immorally.Let me grind this down to you.
但是现在我们进入了新时期，就万不可硬着心，不可像以色列人惹神发怒的日子一样。他们是怎么惹神发怒的？不是因为过着不道德的生活。让我进一步来解释。
You say, Brother Branham, I go to church. That's all right. I never lied in my life. That's fine. I never stole. I never done this, that, or the other. That's very fine. That's all good. But that still isn't sin.
你说，伯南汉弟兄，我上教会那是不错的，我从不说谎那也很好，我从不偷盗，我从不做这事做那事，还有其他事，那都非常好，那都很好，但是那些都不是罪。
The sin is when God shows himself and you disbelieve it. You won't listen to it. Oh, you say my church don't teach that. As long as the Bible teaches it and God proves it, that's the thing.
罪就是当神显现他自己的时候，你不信，你不听神的话，你说啊，我们教会没有教导这个，只要圣经教导了，神也证明了，那才是关键的。
Now watch just a moment. Now we're going to start now on something real, real deep. Now put your conscience in your vest pocket till you get outside. Now watch real close.
注意这一点，我们要开始讲非常深奥的一点，把你的推理放在一边，直到你离开这里。现在要非常认真地听。
Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us to enter into his/her personal pronouns now. What? Any of you should seem to come short of it.
我们既蒙留下，有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧。他的人称代词是什么呢？免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
Now Paul's trying to tell them in the previous chapter about all these things, but now he's trying to tell them what it is.
保罗在前一章告诉他们所说的事情，这里他要告诉他们这些事到底是什么。
Oh, have we got time? Maybe we better wait till tonight. It's getting late and we're going to have a prayerservice. Maybe we better catch it tonight. Because this is really full of vitamins, spiritual vitamins. We got a lot to do and busy this afternoon.
我们还有时间吗？也许我们最好等到今天晚上讲。现在很晚了，我们还要为病人祷告。也许我们晚上抓紧时间讲，因为这里包含着各种维生素，属灵的维生素的经文。我们有许多事情要做，今天下午我会很忙。
Let us therefore fear lest a promise. Now, did they have a promise for the promised land down in Egypt? And when God came down to make this promise a reality, why? God told Abraham hundreds and hundreds of years before that he's going to do it. It was scriptural.
我们既蒙留下，就当畏惧，有进入他安息的应许。当他们在埃及的时候， 有进入应许之地的应许吗？神下来使这应许成为现实。神在数百年前就告诉了亚伯拉罕，他要做这件事，这是有圣经依据的。
Joseph said, "Don't you move my bones from here until you go to that promised land and bury me up there with the rest of my fathers, because you know the resurrection was coming when Jesus rose from the dead." Because you know what Job said.
约瑟说，不要把我的骸骨从这里搬走，除非你们要去那应许之地，要把我与祖宗们葬在一起，因为他知道当耶稣从死里复活时，复活就要临到，因为他知道约伯所说的。
See, each one of them prophets know just what the other prophet had said and know that their spirit was the same and they was watching.
明白吗？每一位先知都知道别的先知所说的，并且知道他们的灵都是一样的，他们都在观察着。
Oh, brother. Boy, that ought to shake us out of our worldly condition. They had their eyes not on what people were saying, but what them prophets said. Each one of them was watching.
弟兄，这一点足以使我们从这个世界的状况中振醒起来。他们有自己的主见，不是人云亦云，而是注重众先知所说的是什么。他们中的每一位都在观察着。
Abraham said, "Bury me right here where Job was buried." Said Sarah, "I'm going to buy a piece of ground. We're going to be buried right here."
亚伯拉罕说，把我埋在约伯所埋葬的地方。撒拉，我要买一块地，我们要埋在这里。
Isaac was a prophet after his daddy said, "Listen, don't you bury me anywhere else, not down here in Egypt, but you take me right back in the promised land. You bury me right here."
以撒是继他父亲之后的一位先知，他说，听着，你们不要把我埋在其他地方，不要埋在埃及，你们要把我埋在那应许之地，你们把我埋在那里。
Jacob died down a promised land, but said to his son, who was a prophet, said, "You know, one night the angel touched me on the side, and I've limped ever since. Come, put your hand."
雅各葬在应许之地。他死前对他的先知儿子说：“你知道，有一天晚上，天使摸了我大腿窝的筋，从那以后，我的大腿就瘸了。过来，把我的手放在。”
Oh, mercy.My prophet's son, I'm old and I'm blind, but put your holy hand and be the prophet yourself. Lay it on the place where the angel had his hand and swear to the God of heaven that you'll not bury me down here.
求神怜悯，我的先知儿子，我老了，也瞎了，但是你自己作为先知，伸出你神圣的手，把它放在天使摸过我的地方。向天上的神起誓，你不会把我埋葬在埃及这里。
Do you see the spiritual revelation of the word? Well, hey, but 90% didn't know what he's talking about, but he knew what he was talking about.
称颂神，在那里，你能明白这话的属灵启示吗？他们一半人，不，90%的人不明白他在说什么，但是他自己明白他在说什么。
Put your prophet hands on this place where the angel laid his hand. I was once a big stout man, a robust coward. But he touched me, and since then I've been a limping man, but I've been a prince ever since I limped. Ever since I changed my way of walking, I've been a prince.
雅各说，把你的先知之手放在天使的手摸过我的地方。我曾经是一个高大结实的人，一个精力充沛的胆小鬼，但是他摸了我，从那之后我就是一个瘸子，但是从我瘸了之后我就是一个王子，从我改变了我走路的方式之后我就是一个王子。
Yes, put your hand, you swear to the God of heaven you'll not bury me here. Why? No one knows what he was talking about. Joseph did. He said, "Take me up here and bury me in that promised land." There's where it was at. Certainly.
是的，把你的手放在这里，向天上的神起誓，你不要把我埋在这里。为什么？没有人知道他在说什么，但约瑟知道他所说的是，把我埋到那应许之地，那正是我要去的地方。确实如此。
When Joseph died years later, he said, "Don't you bury me down here. But you look at my bones when you pass by, because someday you're going out of here. And when you go, take my bones with you.
过了些年之后，约瑟死了。他死之前说，你们不要把我埋在这里，你们离开这里的时候要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去，因为你们有一天是要离开这里的，你们走的时候带上我的骸骨。
There you are. Let the world say what they won't do and do what they won't do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Keep me in Christ if I'm called anything of fanatic or holy roller. Someday he's comingAnd those that are in Christ will God bring with him when he comes.
这就是你要明白的，让世人去说他们想说的吧，做他们想做的吧。主的名是应当称颂的，不管别人称呼我是狂热者或者圣滚人，让我一直在基督里。有一天主会回来，那些在基督里的人，神都会把他们一起带来。
It's all a spiritual revealed truth.Laying right there, and it takes a spiritual mind to catch it. Rest on that through the day. Think of it. Even if you do without your dinner, think of it.
那是一个明摆着的圣灵启示的真理，但是需要用属灵的洞察力明白它。让我们昼夜的思想这一点，甚至你今天不吃晚饭也要思想着它。
And tonight we'll go into his rest that was left and see what this promise is today. What is this thing today?If God has got it here in the Bible and prove it, it's right here now, then I'm a false prophet. That's exactly right.
Amen.
But it's here.
今天晚上我们要讲到接下来的进入他的安息这个主题。看看这个应许对我们有什么意义。今天的应许是什么？如果神在圣经里没有写到，没有证明他就在那里面，那么我就是一个假先知。那是绝对正确的。他就在那里面。
What is this rest? He said, now let us fear lest the promise being left us to enter in just like they did.
什么是这安息？他说，我们既蒙留下，有进入他安息的应许，就像他们所进入的。
And it's got to be the same promise. It's got to be the same rest. It's got to be the same God. It's got to be the same sign. It's got to be the same thing. Well, let us rest. Now, what is it?May the Lord grant it to us tonight while we bow our heads.
那必须是一样的应许，一定是指同样的安息，因为那是同一位神，所行的必定是同样的神迹，必须是同样的事。但是让我们安息吧。那到底是什么？愿主今天晚上将它赐给我们。现在让我们低头。
Blessed Lord, only eternity will reveal.The great things that we now share together. Little as many who are ordained to condemnation, as thou hast said in the book of Jude, that man of old, foreordained to condemnation, would take the grace of our God and turn it into lasciviousness.
称颂主，唯有在永恒里才能将我们现在一起所分享的揭示出来。有许多人预定要受刑罚，正如神在犹大书里所说的，就是自古被定受刑罚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
And many today are preaching the gospel, the grace of God, turn it into a money-making scheme. Having a great big church and the most in Sunday school, taking the grace of God and turn it into lasciviousness.
今天的许多人把传讲这福音就是神的恩典变得赚钱的手段，他们拥有巨大的教堂和最大的主日学校，实际上就是将我们神的恩典变成放纵情欲的机会。
And the world's blind, going like blind pigs. They don't understand. Oh, God, open to us understanding. Let our understanding not be like the children of this worldFor thou hast said in thy word that the children of this world are wiser than the children of the light.
世人是瞎眼的，好像一群瞎眼的猪，他们不明白在心。哈哈，神呐，开启我们的悟性，让我们的悟性不要像那些俗世的儿女， 因为你在你的话语里说过，今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加聪明。
In the beginning it was so. The children of Cain become great master scientists. They become great educators. They become workers of material.
从起初就是这样，该隐的子孙成了伟大杰出的科学家，他们成了伟大的教育家，他们成了物质专家。
They went on progressing, very religious, but was condemned and drowned in the judgment, and their carcasses floated on the water, and their souls went to hell.
他们突飞猛进，他们很虔诚，但是他们是预定要在审判中被洪水淹死，他们的尸体漂浮在水上，他们的灵魂下了地狱。
And Jesus went and spoke to him when he died and went to hell and preached to the souls that was in prison that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah, saith the scripture.
耶稣死后去对他们传福音，他借着这灵曾去传道给那些监狱里的灵听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人，这是圣经说的。
And GodAs he stood on earth, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man.
神在地上的时候，他说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
But we notice the lineage then of Seth, humble man, real man of God, not knowing too much of the things of the world, caring nothing for the things of the world, but had laid aside every weight,And to believe God and become prophets and great men in the kingdom.
我们注意到赛特的后代是谦卑的，他们是神的真正的儿女，不懂太多世俗的事，对世俗的事不太关心，他们抛开了一切的重担，只信神，成了神国度里的先知和伟人。
While the other religious world laughed at him, made fun of him, but the hour come when the floods and judgment came.
而其他宗教的人嘲笑、讥笑、取笑他们。当神审判的洪水临到时，也就是他们的时刻到了。
So was it in the coming of Jesus Christ, how they laughed and made fun of him while they had their own religions and their great churches, but they made fun of the morning star. And they laughed at him.
耶稣基督降临的日子也是这样。他们是如何的嘲笑和取笑他，因为他们拥有他们自己的宗教和伟大的教堂，他们取笑那诚心，他们嘲笑他。
But yet they entered into judgment, and when they flee and went into the Jerusalem, there they eat their own children from starvation, and their blood run out the street gates when they burnt the city and the temple, and their souls went into hell.
但他们却进去了审判里。当他们要逃命，被敌人围困在耶路撒冷时，他们饿得吃他们自己的孩子；当敌人焚烧城市和圣殿时，他们血流成河，他们的灵魂去了地狱。
Lord, here we are again on the third. This is the lifetime. Three is the number of life. Here we are ready for the rapture.
主啊，这是我们第三次出埃及，这是生命的关头。三是生命的数字，我们已经预备好被提。
The church moving on, the great scientist world, the churches today sitting full of skeptic believers, tens of thousands with their names on the book, yes, millions, and would laugh at the gospel and say that they're uneducated, they don't know.
教会在前进，那伟大的科学世界，今天的教会里坐满了怀疑论信徒，成千上万在教会名册上登记了名字的人，是的，千百万的人，他们会嘲笑这福音，说我们没有受过教育，什么都不懂。
Maybe that's so, Lord, but what we lack in education, you make up in grace. But sending your angel of light by manifesting his power, confirming the words to those who are poor and illiterate.As we,
也许是那么回事，主啊， 我们是缺乏教育，但是你用恩典补足了我们，借着你差派的光明的天使彰显你的能力，像我们一样贫穷和无知的人证实你的话语。
But we love you for this because it's the grace of God that has did it. And we know that we were born and we're not lovely at all. We're very unlovely.
我们因此爱你，因为这是神的恩典所成就的。我们知道我们为此而生，我们根本不可爱，我们是不可爱的人。
But thou through grace reach down thy merciful hand and has opened our eyes as Jesus prayed for us, as Elijah did for Gehazi, as he looked to see around him.
当耶稣为我们祷告时，通过恩典伸向你慈悲的手打开了我们的眼睛，就像以利沙为仆人基哈西所做的，使他能看清天使围绕着他们。
And today, our eyes are open, and we see the things of God, and know we're moving at the end time, when the Gentile people's days are about finished, and He'll take a people for His name. Let us be included there, Lord. Humbly we beg, we pray that You'll grant it.
今天我们的眼睛是开着的，我们看见了神所做的事情，知道我们生活在末世。当外邦人的日子结束时，他就要招一批的人归于他的名下。主啊，我们谦卑地祈求，让我们都在那一批人之中。我们祈求你恩准。
Bless this little audience this morning. They're made up of all different types of religions and beliefs, but lay them aside today, God, and may they look straight towards Calvary.
祝福我们，祝福今天上午的这一小群听众。神呐，他们曾经有过各种各样的宗教和信仰，但是今天他们把那些东西都放在一边。愿他们都仰望哥哥他。
Say God mold me and make me. I'm like the prophet said that he went out into the potter's house that he might be broke up and remolded. Mold us and make us after the fashion that God would have us.
并说神呐、啊，融化我，塑造我，我就像那泥土。先知说他去了窑匠那里，窑匠可以把陶器打碎，又重新塑造，按照神要我们成为的样子。融化又再造我们。
No matter if we had to be the floor mat at the house of the Lord, I'd rather be the doormat than to dwell in tents with the wicked in granite, Lord.
哪怕我们必须被造成主的殿里边的地板也行，我宁可成为神的殿里边的擦鞋垫，也不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里。主啊，求你恩准。
Just bless us now and keep us humble.Let our hearts be open, our minds clear to the things of God, for we ask it in Christ's name.
祝福我们，让我们保持谦卑，让我们的心敞开着，让我们对神的事保持清醒的头脑。我们奉基督的名这样祈求。
With our heads bowed, I wonder if someone would want to be remembered in a word of prayer for your salvation of your soul. Would you raise your hand? This is sinner.
我们低着头的时候，我想知道是不是有人想在祷告中为你自己的灵魂得救被纪念，请你 举起手来好吗？承认你是一个罪人。
God bless you, young fella. Someone else, God bless you back there, sir. God bless you, lady.
神祝福你，年轻人。还有吗？神祝福你，后面那位先生。神祝福这位女士。
Someone else like to be remembered in prayer just now for your soul. God bless you, sir, with your hand up, and God bless you and you here.Wonderful. Would there be another? Just before closing, I feel it. Be God bless you back there, sir, in the back.
还有人想在祷告中为你的灵魂得救被纪念吗？神祝福你，那位举起手的先生。神祝福你，还有你这里的，太好了。在结束之前，还有人想被纪念到吗？我感到还有。神祝福后面那位先生，那后面的。
Say, now look, I want to ask you something.I don't want you to think at all because it's this little tabernacle. I don't want you to think it's because it's this people.
现在注意，我想问你们一点事。我不想你们是因为这个小小的教堂，我不想你们是看在这些人的面子上而来这里寻求灵魂得救。
And merciful God don't think it's because that the angel of the Lord had his picture taken with me and that to do that. Oh God, if I felt that way, then brother, I need to be at the altar instead of asking you.
慈悲的神，不要因为主的天使跟我一起被拍下照片， 或其他原因而那样做。哦，神呐、啊，如果我那么想过，弟兄，我自己就应该到圣坛前认罪，而不是叫你去。
But I'm only saying this. I'm only saying this by the scripture that you'll see that this is the truth.
但是我只说这一点，我只借着圣经说这一点，就是要让你明白这是真理。
If I said it, and that's all there was to it, went on like any other preacher or something other, or any other, well then it would be different. But you see, the thing, God comes right back around and proves it, it's the truth. See?
如果我讲过之后没有下文，跟任何其他传道人所做的一样，讲过之后没有任何动静，那就另当别论。但是你看到了，神立刻来证明那是真理，看到没有？
That's what makes it real is God proving it. And then not only that, but His word says that He'll do it. Here He is doing it.
他使他成为真实，是神在证实他。不仅如此，他的话语说了他要那么做，现在他正在做着。
Now, if you're not in the right, your heart's not right with God, would you just raise your hand? Say, pray for me. All right, right where you are. About 8 or 10 hands has been up wanting mercy for their soul.
如果你自己知道自己不对，你的心没有与神和好，请你举起手来好吗？说，请为我祷告。好的，就在你所在之处，有8个或10个人的手举起来了。要为他们的灵魂求得怜悯。
While you have your heads bowed, now you pray. Remember, you're the one to repent. I'm only asking for you that God will be merciful.
低着你的头，你现在祷告，记住，你是那位要悔改的人。我只是为你代求，求神施怜悯给你。
But that's the altar. God has brought you to a place in your mind. That's the altar. We believe in coming to the altar, sure.But that doesn't, it's all right. But your real altar is where God's met you. And He's met you right where you're sitting. That's your altar.
那是圣坛。在你的脑子里，神已经把你带到一个地方，那就是圣坛。我们相信人们来到圣坛前悔改，肯定的。但那并不，那是好的。但神与你相见的地方，才是真正的圣坛。他已经在你所坐的地方会见了你。那就是你的圣坛。
Now say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and from this day on, if you'll help me, I'll live for you. I'll serve you. I don't care what anyone said. I'm stepping out this morning.
现在，你要说，神呐，请可怜我这个罪人。从今天起，如果你能帮助我，我就要为你而活。我要侍奉你。我不管任何人怎么说，我今天上午就要迈出这一步。
I'm praying right here, and you take this old sassy spirit away from me.You take this temper away from me. I know I can't act like that and be right with God.
我就在这里祷告，求你把这冒失无礼的灵从我的身上除去，求你把我的坏脾气除去。我知道若有那样的事，就不能与神和好。
And I got hatred in my heart. I'm jealous. I got malice. I got this, that. Take it out, God. I don't want to be like that.
我的心里有仇恨，我是个爱嫉妒的人。我充满怨恨，我有这样那样的毛病。神呐、啊，把他们从我身上除去吧！我不想做那样的人。
Make me sweet and humble and meek. Make me gentle. Make me such a person I can win others to you. Let me do something for you to show appreciations in my life. That's the prayer you pray now while we pray together.
把我变成可爱的、谦卑的、温柔的人，把我变成斯文的人，把我变成一个能把别人带向你的人。让我为你做点什么来表明我对你一生的感激。当我们一起来祷告时，那就是你要祷告的内容。
Heavenly Father, they're yours. They're the fruits of the message this morning. They raised their hands. Something made them do that.
天父啊，他们是属于你的，他们是今天上午这信息的果子。他们举起了手，有某样东西使他们那样做。
They defied the laws of gravitation when they raised their hands. There was a spirit in them that made a decision. They raised up their hands that they accepted the Creator who made them.
他们向上举起手时，是向地心吸引力的挑战。他们里面有一种做出决定的灵。他们举手表示他们接受那位创造他们的创造主。
Now, Heavenly Father, I pray that you will bless them and give to them eternal life right now. There's nothing I could do.Call them around the altar, put them in an extra room, doing all the work it takes you to do it, Lord.
现在，天父啊，我祈求你 现在就祝福他们，现在就把永生赐给他们。我不能做别的事，除了呼召他们来到圣坛前，安排他们到另外一个房间里，或诸如此类的事。主啊，只有你才能做。
We can't do no more than preach the word. You said faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word, the word of God.
除了讲道，我们什么也做不了。你说过，信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Now we preach the word, and they've raised their hands that they believed it. Now give them everlasting life, because you promised you'd do it.
现在，我们已经传讲了神的道，他们也举起了手，表示他们相信这个信息。现在，请赐给他们永恒的生命，因为你应许过你会那么做。
If they were sincere in raising their hands, they'll go out of this building this morning a sweet, meek, humble Christian, because you promised it and your words cannot fail. I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
他们虔诚地举起了他们的手，愿他们今天上午走出这座房子时就变成可爱的、温柔的、谦卑的基督徒。因为你应许过，你的话语是不会落空的。我奉耶稣基督的名这样祈求，阿门。
Now I am watching, waiting and longing for John saw coming down in that bright city.
Worship now, pearly white city.
我在观察、等待和渴望。约翰看见降临的那座光明之城，在那光明的珍珠一样的城里，有我的房子、竖琴和冠冕。我在观察、等待和渴望。约翰看见降临的那座光明之城。
Don't you just love him? The message is over now. This is worship. We don't come to church just to hear a message.We come to worship. Just forget the person next to you. Just worship him.
你难道不爱他吗？讲道已经结束了，现在是敬拜的时间。我们上教会不是光听讲道的，我们是来敬拜神。忘记你旁边的人吧，只敬拜神。
Oh, how beautiful, how wonderful.Just tell him in your, you don't have to tell him loud. Just tell him in your heart, I love you, Lord. Forgive me my sins. Oh, my.
多美啊，太好了。把你的心里话告诉神，你不必大声地告诉他，只要在你心里告诉他，我爱你，主啊，请赦免我的罪。太好了。
李怀。City, I have a mansion, a heart, and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting, and longing for.That white city John saw coming down.
珍珠般洁白的城里， 有我的宅邸、竖琴和冠冕。我在观察、等待和盼望。约翰看到从天而降的那白城。
Father God, receive us. We are waiting as we're listening at the word. Longing our hearts thirst after thee like the hart panteth for the water brook. Our soul thirst after thee, O God.
父神啊，请接受我们。我们听到的时候就在等待着、渴望着。我们的心充满对你的渴望，如鹿渴慕溪水。神啊，我们的魂也渴慕你。
Longing and waiting. Waiting that hour that when Jesus shall come. Waiting to the time that we'll be summoned to the sky. Not to stand before the judge in judgment, it's done past. We're dead to the things of the world, entered into Christ. And he took our judgment.
我们在渴望和等待着，等待着耶稣来到的那一刻，等待着我们被召唤到空中去的那一刻，而不是站在审判台前，因为我们已经被审判过了，我们已经对世界死去并进入了基督里，他承担了我们的审判。
He's our attorney now at the seat of justice. Our blessed attorney that on our confession he pleads our case till we know that we're unworthy.
在法官席那里，他是我们的律师，是可称颂的律师。根据我们的承认，他为我们的案件辩护，直到我们意识到我们是多么的不配。
As the dear old sister this morning said in her testimony, putting in her pennies, since I come here, I learned that it's not my holiness, it's God's holiness.
就像一位老姐妹今天上午一边奉献出她的钱，一边做见证说：“自从我来到这里之后，我懂得了。”这不是因为我的圣洁，而是因为神的圣洁。
Truly, Lord, we teach the people there's nothing good in man, not one thing. What is man that thou art mindful of him? But it's the grace of God that's appeared to us. And we trust only in his merits, not in our own.
主啊，这是真的。我们教导人们说，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。人算什么？你竟顾念他。是神的恩典向我们显现。我们只信靠他，不靠自己。
And we worship thee, most holy God, for thy goodness to include us in thy great kingdom and in our great plans.
我们敬拜你，最圣洁的神，你的良善把我们包容在你那伟大的国度里，包容在你的伟大计划里。
We receive thee into our hearts by faith and by grace. We believe that you give it to us.For the glory of God, for the service of God.
我们凭着信心接受你进入我们的心，借着恩典，为了荣耀神，为了侍奉神，我们相信你已经把永生赐给了我们。
Now Lord, heal the sick as they come up to be prayed for this morning. Give to them that joy that they long to be well. Let them know that this little light affliction was put upon them is just a little testing time.God knows all about it. He did it to see what we'd do about it.
主啊，求你医治今天上午这些祷告求医治的病人，把他们渴望得到痊愈的喜乐赐给他们，让他们知道加在他们身上的这一点点病痛是一点考验的时间。神知道一切，他这样做的目的是要看看我们的态度如何。
How God may they step right out there and claim that finished work.May they not provoke you by be running here and there and in and out. Well, I don't know this, that.
神会让他们走出这里，去认领神所成就的功。愿他们不要这里那里跑来跑去，而惹你发怒。不要说，哦，我不知道这个那个。
Lord, may they take a straight stand. Say, Lord, you is the one who saved me. You is the one who did these things for me. I believe you.And I'm trusting you today. And I pray that you'll grant this to the people in Christ's name. Amen.
主啊，愿他们立场坚定地说，主啊，你是拯救我的那一位，你是为我做了这一切的那一位，我相信你， 我今天就信靠你，我奉基督的名祈求你成就这些人的祷告，阿们。